For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Boom and welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. I'm Sam Tripoli. Joining me is my man in a snazzy outfit.
Oh, thanks, Sam. We're giving away $1,000 every
Jason
hour.
Jason Tebow and his $1,000. Jason's giving away $1,000 every hour on the hour.
Yep. So set your cell phones to stun because we're giving away cash.
How are you, bud?
I'm good, man. I'm really good. I'm excited to get into the game.
Football?
Did you watch the whole thing last night?
Yeah.
Did you watch it all?
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry to break in. Free chocolate chip cookies.
Whoa.
Yeah. Trail mix came out. Chocolate chip cookies were already at the bottom.
Whoa. No that way. Means somebody left that there.
Somebody left it there.
Unbelievable.
Fuck, man.
Maybe they're paying it forward.
Man, maybe they're coming back richer. For it, like the mob.
The rich get richer, man.
Yeah, like that's like when a plane crashes and there's money and you find it. What do you do?
You keep that money.
What else would you do?
Oh, I saw a bunch of bodies burning and money also burning.
Yeah, but there's...
Excuse me, is this you?
Okay, take the Jew out of it.
Money burned. Money burned and it's not around anymore.
Take the Jew out of it. Listen.
I steal it.
That's somebody's
money. That's not stealing it.
If I'm in a plane
that's just having money.
Crashed and it's in midair and I see $1,000 on the ground, you know what I do? I pick it up, I bring it to the show, and we give it away every
hour. Let me ask you something, guys. If you're Sean Penn, are you worried for your life right now?
Why? Because El Chapo thing?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, free cookie.
Free cookie?
Why would he be worried for his life?
Well, his interview is the reason they caught him.
No, but he didn't do it on purpose. I'm a little scared, to be honest, now that I thought about it.
Yeah.
I'd be a little scared.
I'd be a little nervous, dude.
That guy has reach. That guy has reach.
100%, and they're going to take it.
You know how he got out the first time, the tunnels?
Yeah.
He fucking dug through Justin Martindale's butthole.
Yeah.
And he hid out there for so long.
Dude.
Question.
Two times he did that. That's the same way he escaped the first time.
What does that mean, he dug through Martindale's butthole? I mean, I have a theory.
That's when you go balls deep. That's what he's saying.
I mean, long tunnels.
And they could hear them working on the tunnels in the jail, and nobody saying anything.
So now what they're doing is... Now what they're doing is trying to delay and make motions to, like, against extradition. Because they're just like, you're just delaying so you can make an escape. And they're like, well, whatever. Legal process is what it is.
I'm going to go on a limb.
They want to get him to a super max.
I'm going to go on a limb and just say something here, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, go with me on this.
All right.
El Chapo. People of El Chapo.
No!
We want you.
No, we don't.
We're not afraid of you.
Dude.
And if you want to come and kill any one of us,
no.
We're
what
fucking
are you doing?
Fine with that.
What's wrong with you?
Dude, you don't do that.
We want ISIS.
You know we have Mexicans
we want
in this
El Chapo.
Show.
And we want Fighter and the Kid.
Oh, you're just...
And not in that order.
Fight with a cartel.
Yeah, why would you go after the Mexican mob? They don't care.
They do not care.
Our numbers would go through the roof. If one of us got killed by El Chapo.
Can we pick who
our
gets shot?
Go through the roof.
I'm cool with it being me.
Oh,
I think all three of us are.
All right, third.
I think all three of us are pretty cool with it being me.
That's Jason Tebow.
My name is Duncan Trussell, and I'm not afraid of El Chapo.
Hey, listen.
Tweet that, everybody.
I like how your voice shifts. The curse of El Chapo just hit you. Ari, you're dressed really nice, too. I was going to say the best dress here, but you're looking pretty snazzy, too.
Ari looks great.
God,
you
make
really good. Fuck dudes. Guys, go to Caveman Coffee.
Caveman Coffee. Go to cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk Sports. Get 10% off your
They just
caveman.
Sent me some tea. I haven't gotten a tea.
Are you the
yet.
Tea guy now?
Yeah, but
are
they sent me Caveman Coffee. Sent me some tea. I got to try it.
Are you drinking more tea than you're not really a coffee
I don't ever
guy,
drink
right?
coffee. I
never,
never drink coffee. I'm a no caffeine kind of guy.
Yep.
So, but they sent me some rooibos and some... chamomile. I can't wait to try
it. Oh, who wants to go sleepy?
What's sleepy time?
Somebody want to go sleepy time.
Sleepy time.
Wow.
I like to go fast.
I like that nitro coffee. You haven't had
me
those.
Me too, dude.
Cans?
I wish they got that. I wish they made that
all you
snortable.
Addicts. All you addicts love fucking
that's
nitro
all we got,
coffee.
Dude.
You,
I got Yusuf. Nothing left.
Yusuf, yeah. Dude, that shit's great.
Yeah.
You haven't had it, though, but you don't care because you don't drink coffee.
Is that weird that Yusuf quit drinking, but he took up smoking?
He was always a smoker. Mm-hmm.
He always smoked.
Yeah. That's your answer.
Why bike?
That's your answer. That's your answer.
Okay. Okay. I still it's
why bike? Why bike?
Why
dude,
bike
you can
and
smoke
not
cigarettes
drink,
and still do things. It's like if you know the smoke cigarettes doesn't mean it's time to die.
The Tour de France, they used to think that smoking opened up your lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And so before,
they were very wrong.
Before races, they would smoke cigarettes to get their lungs wider so that when they only had oxygen coming in, they'd get way more oxygen.
It's so stupid, right?
People who are racing, of course they have to take steroids.
Well, that's what's so funny. It's like, and people are always wrong about that shit.
You know, always.
Like, knowledge comes out much later, and everybody is smoking these goddamn robot dicks.
Yeah. And it's like, it's better for you. And then later, like, oh, no, it's actually way worse.
In 10 years, everybody's like, fucking.
Have you ever taken a hit off that? It just, it's like, it feels like you're smoking PCP.
You're talking about those vape things?
Yeah, you get little, like, sharts, like, little pricks going.
It doesn't do anything. Like, I don't get the same thing I get out of cigarettes. My favorite person on the planet, though, and if you're out there, I'm putting you up there with El Chapo. Is this asshole. The guy that wants to give you an ear beating about how great smoking these vape things is, and he quit smoking and all this, and within 30 minutes, hey, man, can I bum a real cigarette? Would you mind if I haven't had one in a while? No. No, you can't bitch at me about smoking real cigarettes and how great it is to put a robot cock in your mouth and then ask me for a fucking cigarette.
Tebow, you literally just did the old man shaking his head.
Get out of my yard, you bastards! That guy?
What else we got? We got Bet DSI. Make that. This is a great time to be betting, dude. Great time to be betting.
Yep.
Yeah.
All the action.
I would have lost money last night.
Really?
Yep.
Where'd you bet? Clemson?
I would have.
Yeah.
I would have.
Undefeated. You want them to win. Obviously, nobody wants Alabama to win.
Yeah. I imagine Alabama may have been the favorite in that game.
What do you think SEC wants?
Because they lost early in the season.
Like the rest of the SEC. Do they want Alabama to win or they don't want
I'm sure they do. They get money. Do.
Yeah, they get
the whole conference gets money.
Alabama gets half, the rest of the conference gets half. And then also, you get to say, like, see, we're in a tough division.
Yeah.
So that you're automatically, if you're.
Four of the last seven championships have been won by Alabama.
Yep.
That's
Clemson,
pretty
Clemson
impressive.
Had to go undefeated in order to make it to a national championship game. An SEC team does not.
Right.
Yep. You're
the
right.
The ACC's not a bad conference.
The ACC isn't bad at all.
Yeah. So it's like they still have to go undefeated to make it.
Yep.
2 years. Yeah. It's
and virtually it's, for the Big Ten as well.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, what about, hey, man, so you go bet DSI, you use Punch Drunk.
Except the Michigan mistake.
And you get $10 betting cash.
Right. Yep.
And what about dates out of the gates? You got any dates out of the gates?
Hell yeah.
Go for it.
Let's hear it, buddy.
I'm going to be at Sketchfest in San Francisco. But don't worry about that. On the 23rd.
Why would you plug it if not to worry about it?
It's going to sell out, so
I got you.
I don't really care.
Oh, look at you. You just show up and rock now, huh?
The Denver Comedy Works with my friend Steve Simone. I'll be there, I think, the 28th through the 31st, something. The bye week. Thursday through Sunday, the bye week. Well, that's a good way for these people to know it.
I like it.
So come out to that.
I like it.
Is that Pro
Bowl
week? Is that Pro Bowl week?
Pro Bowl week, I think. Is it still Pro Bowl week that week?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night I'll be at the Naughty Show, and I'll let him talk a little bit more about that. 26, I'll be at Harvell's in Long Beach doing a headlining set with my friend Steve Randolph from the International Bad Boy Podcast.
Boom. All right. Wednesday night I am at the Naughty Show, which
with who's there? Who's on the lineup, Sam?
Ari Shaffir, Jason Tebow, Bobby Lee.
The whole cast of Punch Drunk is on this show. If you're a fan of the show,
come on down.
Yeah, and sumo wrestling.
It should be cool, man. It's everybody from X-Biz is going to be there. Hopefully some porn people will be there. Should be a
what
good
mean,
time.
Hopefully some porn people will be there?
I'm hoping.
You always have porn people.
Don't they have things there across the street? Isn't it something at the
Andes?
At the Andes.
Yeah, Andes.
Let's go crash it afterwards.
Yeah. Well, they're coming to the show. You don't have to crash it. You kill it, they'll bring you with them.
Can we bang any of them?
All of them. That's the
rule.
If you come to the show, the comics can bang you.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty sweet.
Hell yeah. I'm in.
And then the next 2 weeks, I'm on tour doing my Man Heat tour. I'm doing like five.
That's what you're calling the tour?
Man Heat? Man Heat, punchlines, and slow grinds. it's called. And
a tour with nine names. And Sam will be giving $1,000 away to the first 25 people that show up.
We're going Buffalo, Syracuse. Then we're doing
tough nuts to cover.
Buffalo, Syracuse. Then we're doing Rochester. Then we're doing Cincinnati. Then we're doing Cortland. Then we're doing
the 554, Cortland, New York.
You're doing Cortland, New York?
Yeah.
You're finally playing Cortland?
No, I play it like I've played it like the last couple of years.
What?
I've done.
How are we not notified of that?
What do you mean? We talk about it all the time. You're just never on the show.
You're not listening.
This is the first time you've actually been on the show, and actually you seem really attentive, and I like this.
Yeah, man.
Is it the free cookies?
A little bit. I've been waking up early. I have to do editing, so I'm waking up early. But let's get back to this Cortland talk.
Yeah, I'm playing my buddy's gig.
What does that mean?
He's got a bar. They asked me. I play my friend's places when I go out there. They just hand me cash.
Yeah, it's a small town.
Yeah,
it's like they have like five comedy clubs in Cortland, New York.
The college will be there, so it should be interesting. Yeah.
Is that a rapper?
No, there's a big school there. Yeah, the rapper, the college. That'd be so funny if there's actually a rapper named the college.
There is.
And like 10 years in, it's called the college.
He spells it wrong. It's like someone's telling him 10 years later, like, you know, your name is spelled collage.
Yeah, it's collage. So that's it.
Cool, man.
Go to samtripoli.com. If you're in the Northeast, I'm playing Cleveland, Cincinnati, Columbus, all those places. It's like almost a different city every night. So come out.
Cool.
And yeah, just going. Boom, me and Chad Zumach. SamTripoli.com. If you got a city in the Northeast, I'm probably playing there. Come on down.
How long ago was the Monsters tour?
Like 5 years ago.
It seems... Doesn't it seem like a long time ago? Like, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, and then you hear it's 5 years, and you're like, damn.
2010, huh?
Yep.
Like, fall of 2010 or something like that.
You know how I know that? Is because the Facebook memories thing just popped up, and saw our flyer.
Those things are depressing.
Sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're awful.
Yeah, but you look in, you're like, wow, look how hopeful I was. Oh, look at that gleam in my eye. Oh, that's when I was in love. Oh, look at the cute girlfriend I used to have. Nothing.
I'm like, what am I wearing on my head? Oh, a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Ari remembered the time he incited a riot at a 4th of July party.
That came up.
That's when you got
You know
what's
so amazing? We all look so young in that picture.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. I was doing my podcast the other day and yesterday here, and they posted one of the old videos of
that thing is going down. I feel like your dog has a hold of that on the other side of the cord. He's just pulling it through. It just started moving.
Right. I thought you saw something floating or something.
It was.
I'm like, Ari's on acid. Great.
No wonder he's attentive.
Someone had recorded me doing the Chocolate Sundays DVD I did way back in the day, and they posted just a little piece of me.
Of your set from Chocolate Sundays?
Yeah, and they posted it on Instagram, and I forwarded it everywhere. And Chelsea's like, wow, you used to be hot. I'm like, thank you. Yeah, I've aged horribly. I get it.
Dude, if this was 10 years ago and everything else was the same, you would have crushed Chelsea.
Yeah,
you would have been worked time it I until it was it. Done.
You know, I'm just so tired and lazy now. I don't even care anymore. I just want to go home and sleep.
Yeah. David, I saw some new young girl, and I was like, whoa, who's that? She's just really my type.
Which one?
I don't know.
Do you know her name?
Mm-mm.
She always at the store?
No, I just saw her, and I was like, asked David, I was like, hey, who is that girl? And he like told me, he's like, you want me to introduce you? Oh, come on, let's introduce you right now. I'm like, no, I don't have the energy right now. I already beat up.
Oh, you're famous. You got a TV show. You don't need energy. Now the game changes, right?
I have a 12:30 a.m. show that goes 8 episodes a year.
No, I get it, but didn't you just say your thing's going to sell out?
Yeah,
you're
but
not
that's
worried
Doc's
about?
Lab. It's 80 seats.
Yeah, okay.
David Taylor knew her name?
Yeah, that's all David Taylor does.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying. I'm trying
She's
to get.
She's like young and like Suicide Girl look.
I know who you're talking about.
Maybe.
Lindsay Jennings.
Oh, is that her name? I don't know her name.
The shaved head?
Yeah, shaved
head. Tats on her head?
God. Yeah, she is cute.
It's like two of my looks combined. Bubbly young.
And a mustache. And a dick.
Still up one. Okay. You had a dick and bubbly and tatted.
You're done.
That's a plus one.
Hey, get your wallet out. We're giving away $1,000.
Plus two, minus one.
Yeah, she is cute, man. She is cute.
That's your wheelhouse?
Those two things.
I've never seen you date anybody like
no
that.
No shit.
Though.
Who have you seen me date?
I mean, the last time was Natasha, I think. No, then your feral
and then your
marriage.
Wife. And then your wife.
Yeah, she was young.
And then you went on suicide. watch for like a short time.
Yeah. Tats, bro.
You like it?
Love it.
Why?
I don't know.
I like it.
It's not something I can justify. It's just what I'm into.
Have you slammed a lot of that?
You like having girls call you nigger.
Yeah, that's true.
But do you know why? Or are you just...
Which one of you guys just shit your pants? Let's play this game.
Was it you?
I didn't. Why?
No.
Why?
But that would be a trick. That would be a tricky one.
Yeah, someone did.
Hey. You're like, no, no. And I'm like, it was me.
Have you banged a lot of tatted bitches?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you remember that show that... When did we do a show in Vegas? Oh, at the strip bar. Do you remember that? And
at the sex club?
And Doug Benson shows up with the most... tatted chick I've ever seen. You're
oh,
like,
oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh, she was so hot. Yeah. I don't really remember what she looked like. I remember the feeling of going, unfair.
That was the one at the strip club, right? That wasn't
unfair.
The
not fair.
Did you ever see that? Some guy that's like beneath you with like a hotter girl. You're like, or even on your level. You're like, ah, I can't even get close to that.
I think Doug's. That just lets you know that, you know, you're famous.
I was doing a podcast with Doug in the front of the patio of the Comedy Store, daytime. And this like bike tour group came by. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They start talking to them, you know, and it was just fun. And there's one girl, super hot. They're all from Miami. She goes, where do I know you from? To Doug Benson. He goes, I don't know. She goes, I recognize the voice or something. He's like, I don't know. And they pulled the joint, put it in his mouth. He goes, could be from anywhere. She goes, Doug Benson!
She said that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear the story of Gallagher does that?
What, tries to get recognized?
He did that at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah. He goes, hey, man, is that Gallagher? And everyone looks over.
When the tour bus comes
by. No way.
You know that bus that always comes by the comedy store?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
He wears, like, his Gallagher shit.
Wow.
With, like, a watermelon necklace and all this shit.
Dude, yeah.
And then the tour bus will stop by, and he'll turn around and go, hey, that's Gallagher over there. And then he'll spin around and, like, who said my name? And it was him.
Wow.
And then everybody, like, points and starts taking pictures of him.
Wow. Dude, okay, people have only shat on that guy. I mean, and I've never seen any example other than this one of him being anything but a douche.
Yeah.
But at that Super Bowl party.
He was cool.
He called Joe's Pizza and he goes, I'm buying $100 worth of pizza for the party.
Dude, he told the coolest story.
And he did this. He was like, it was on the phone. He goes, yeah, I don't know how many pies. I mean, whatever. It's $100. I don't know. Here's the deal. When you get here, I'm going to give you $100. So you give me however much pizza that'll be. Okay, see you then.
I bring one pizza.
I know. Here's your slice, sir. And here's a watermelon. He told the coolest story one time. He was there, and we all got stoned. And we were at the patio, and he's listening to whoever's bartending, like Mervis or whoever the fuck it was back then. It was before Mervis. Probably, I don't even remember.
Is he bartending still, Mervis?
No, he got fired.
When that happened?
Like a few months ago.
A month or two ago.
Really?
A month ago, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's skiing instead.
He what?
I see Gallagher stoned, and he's kind of like, and they're playing like the Rolling Stones or some like classic rock song, and I could see he's kind of like baked, but he's kind of like getting into the music.
Yeah.
And I go, and I don't really know him that well, and I go, I bet you've seen like a lot of cool concerts. If you could relive any concert you've ever seen, what would it be? And he goes, probably Led Zeppelin, 1969 in Atlanta. I go, God damn, dude, that's a fucking concert right there.
Right, right. Wow.
And I'm like, shit, right in their prime and everything. And I go, fuck, man, that's a great fucking show. Who opened up for him? And he goes, shitload of acid, brother. That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
That is so funny.
But what a great answer, right? He thought about it, too. Shitload of acid, brother.
He actually had pretty good jokes. If you ever go watch an old Gallagher show.
What I heard was the watermelon was just a hook, but it wasn't just all watermelon. It was like a lot of political shit and whatever, but then it was like, all right, it's been 45 minutes, so I'll give you some watermelon.
HBO special.
Really?
Yep.
Do you know what the number one all-time rated, highest rated HBO special was?
What?
Name? Person's name?
George Lopez.
Incorrect.
It was Lopez?
No.
No. I'm going to guess. I'll guess Carlin.
Give you a hint.
Gerard Carmichael.
No, come on. All time. He doesn't even been around for a year.
But you never know, man. Social media, bro.
It is a special that they were able to run daytime and nighttime because of how clean it was.
Ooh.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Getting closer. I don't know.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Sinbad.
Ha!
Sinbad, number one highest rated HBO special of all time.
He had a few of them, I think.
So that's
next
crazy.
Time somebody tries to tell you, like, whoa, that guy's not good. He has the highest rated. It's like, that doesn't mean shit.
Oh, I thought you were going to, the other way with that.
What?
What do
when
you mean?
People are like shitting on Sinbad, you'd be like, he has the highest rate. No, you went the other way.
The other way. No,
you're
they're
like,
right.
Oh,
to shit
Sinbad's
Sinbad.
A great. You're
the
like, no.
The ratings mean nothing.
Fuck him.
Yeah, the ratings mean nothing. No one respects Sinbad.
Sinbad respects Sinbad.
I don't think Sinbad was that bad.
It's part of his. Shut up.
Why is Sinbad bad?
I don't really know, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, he's not bad. You just don't like his haircut.
You just don't like people with
one
name.
He just seems so, like, fucking lame and boring and mainstream.
I think he was, a sneaky killer.
Hey, he was my favorite character
you
on A Different
World.
You just
hate the name.
He was my top 10 characters on favorite on A Different World.
Top 10?
Maybe top 15.
Okay, top 15 to be safe.
Uh-huh.
But probably top 10. Okay.
I like Tootie. I like Arnold.
Okay.
No, I like Arnold.
You're just naming black characters
like
ever on television.
Yeah. I like the Gooch.
Is Tootie black?
Gooch is a guy in Vegas.
Gooch is the bully on...
Never appeared.
Different Strokes.
Never appeared.
You are correct. Never appeared.
Steve Simone used to have that as credit. He was the Gooch on Different Strokes.
Really?
Steve Simone, yeah. And that's then hilarious. He was in La Jolla and some girl was like, I remember you from that. And he was just going,
really?
You fucking faker.
You're going to get fucked.
He was like, no. He just started hating her instantly. You didn't see me. It's like, yeah, man, the fucking fake credit worked. What are you
yeah.
They sort of remember.
Knocked the bottom out of it.
I got a new credit, by
then
the way.
Did the worm
using.
Across the bar. What?
I got a new credit that I'm using.
What's that?
Where I'm going to be like, hey, you guys, in the new movie Concussion, you might recognize this guy. He's the one that ripped your ticket in half. That's my new credit.
That's not bad.
Thank you.
I like that.
Appreciate that.
I like that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw the movie Concussion... You might recognize this guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
He ripped your ticket in half.
I like it a lot.
Or he mopped up. This guy mopped up the bathroom.
That's how I used to bring door guys up at the Comedy Store. You know this guy as the man who sat you.
When they were doing regular spots or a potluck?
Potluck. You guys know this guy. Everyone here knows who this is because
he
sold you your ticket.
The host always makes the worst situation
even worse. Yeah.
Oh, for potluck?
It's already horrifying.
Especially
and bad.
With all your friends. The whole room sucks. It's like, okay, you thought this was going to be bad? I'm going to throw you under the bus before you go.
Oh, how about this? How about this move I would do? Ladies and gentlemen, this next guy went on tour with him on this monster tour, host of the Naughty Show. You guys love him. Please give it up for Jason Tebow.
Yeah. And you start walking up, and then you got to quickly sit down.
And then you got to get up and run out.
Yeah.
So
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a good move right there.
You see people doing the fucking, what?
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Right?
I did not see the end of the Clemson's game. Once they went up 2 touchdowns, I was done. Once I got that first down at 3rd and 3.
That quarterback's pretty good.
3rd and 3 at the 5.
I really like him a lot.
Watson?
Yeah. I like him a lot.
Do you think he'll translate to the NFL?
Well, I was wondering that last night when I was watching. 4,000 yards passing and 1,000 yards rushing in college. That's pretty amazing.
That's him, Clemson?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Did he go for over 100
yesterday? Saban says he's the best quarterback they've faced since Cam Newton.
Did he go for 100 yards rushing yesterday?
He
had 91 in the third, I think.
Probably.
You know, Saban's never let up a 100-yard rusher to a quarterback, ever.
Is that right?
Ever, is what the stats said.
I'll look it up and see what
he did. I don't find that shocking.
In college football? Yeah, it's shocking. With all those running quarterbacks?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
I mean, they're pretty much running backs.
You're right, yeah. Especially a lot of those quarterbacks, that's all they do.
Yeah.
Teams, that's all they do.
Yeah.
They're going to be good next year, Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be good.
Preseason number one for sure.
Dude, they're good, bro.
Preseason number
one. But I tell you what, I hate the SEC. Everybody knows that. We all, I think, collectively.
I don't necessarily hate the SEC. I hate the perception.
Ooh, thanks.
Dude, you're noticing little things. What are you?
Ari's like.
Are you on that drug that makes you smarter?
I was just
going to
say that. Yeah.
Limitless? Are you on Limitless right now?
Hey, guys, I think there's about to be an earthquake.
I figured out how to get free cookies from the spending machine.
Yeah, you're in the zone right now.
You did.
You're in the
Doing
zone.
It.
Limitless Shafir, where we're going to give away $1,000 of his money to anybody that will kill El Chapo. I'll kill you, El Chapo.
Dude, you are.
I will kill you, El Chapo.
Stop that.
You're in the danger zone, dude. I don't even want to fuck with that shit.
Dude, if he's out, that's when you got to worry.
I want to bust El Chapo out. He'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to have the number one drug dealer in the world?
Silver or lead?
Oh, you?
Silver or lead? Why not silver?
Yeah.
Good point. I hope that's not a great
silver and lead or something they said in the German subtitles of Narcos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so retarded. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That was so...
That was the best.
I don't know why it changed the fucking subtitles to German.
Dude, that was the best. Man, I just don't get the show.
I can't follow it.
I watched it. I kind of like
whole
it. He like, but the best part is like, he really wanted to like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like it.
It's
yeah.
about cocaine. Of course I like it.
But I just
it.
Don't get...
There's some... There was
How a, do you know what they're saying?
There was an English a narrator... So you still have that.
And in my head is Sam watching it like this. But it's on in the back.
Yeah.
So
stop.
He doesn't see the subtitles.
That's rude.
Like no, but you don't see the subtitles. So when he says, how do you know what they're saying to me?
You're
I'm like,
you know, there's subtitles at the bottom.
You got to put your phone down.
Yeah.
I go, it's subtitled. And it's just subtitled in English. No, it's in like Russian or German or something. I go, you got to change your subtitles to English. Oh, fuck, man. The best part, how many of you watched? Like two. That's a guy who really gave it the old college
he
try.
He really did it because people were talking about it. I'm willing
man,
to fucking get
maybe
into
it. Maybe
it
turns the corner.
Am I ever going to live this down?
Yeah, at some point.
Eventually. But it really is hilarious. You so know, had you not watched, had you only watched one or gave up on it.
You never would have known.
I don't think it would be as funny.
Have you gotten back into it? Have you changed it and got back into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you have. I changed it and I watched most of it.
Did you rewatch the ones you watched?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Wait, what happened?
Much better.
How did they come back when they were down 13 points or 15 points? How did they come back?
A late TD.
A late TD, that was it.
Yeah, they tried to just go for it.
They scored 9 seconds.
Yeah. Like 13 or something?
Something like that, yeah. Like 20 yards.
Okay.
It was 20 yards skinny post.
After they got that first down, it was over. If they stopped them on 3rd and 3 from the 5, it would have been like, cool, we're down 8 now. Assuming
and
the they made
first
field
play,
goal.
They stopped the, you know, they stopped Henry, who's fucking,
and
I think
touchdown.
Ended with 3 touchdowns. One of them like a bullshit little dirty touchdown. That last
Saban
touchdown he had.
Saban just reloads, too. He just reloads and reloads and reloads.
I tell you, bro.
Remember, Alabama wasn't that good when he came.
Saban?
Yeah, you're right.
They were in a down period. That's why
you're
they
correct.
Backed a truck up.
You're correct.
Oh, said.
I mean, dude,
us.
4 of the last 7 national championships
was him.
Yes,
him. How many does he have total?
4.
Just these are the 4.
Yep.
Where was he before this?
Oh no, he has 5 now. Is that right?
He has 5.
He has 5.
Where was he before this?
Where was Nick Saban? I'm looking.
Nick
up.
Saban was in. It went Miami. Then before that was LSU, and before that was Michigan State.
And he won one at LSU.
Yep.
Dude,
Miami,
you won 5
LSU.
Championships. As
okay.
a college coach, which means there's no there, it's all free agency. Like you, there's no like dynasties. You get a new team every, especially in football, every 2 years. That's amazing.
Steve Ranazzisi said he's going to call in instead of come in because okay. he has a cold. But he said also feel free to give away $1,000 of my money.
Oh, cool!
Oh,
cool.
Steve Ranazzisi's nice not coming in now.
He's going to call in because he says he has a cold. Who doesn't have a cold? Everybody in L.A. is sick, by the way, if
yeah,
anybody.
I just got over one. I fought it. Echinacea, that's the new thing. As soon as you feel it.
Oh, that's
Echinacea.
The new thing?
Two pills of Echinacea fucking 4 times a day for 2 to 4 days.
Really?
As soon as you feel anything. Boom, boom, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. And then it like lessens it. You know,
you know what's always helped me when recently, now that I've figured this out, whenever I get sick, I eat food for like 45 days in a row.
Yeah. And it helps you?
Yep.
Oh. You just eat food straight? Do you stop eating?
Oh, yeah. No, I just eat meals.
A couple times a day, 2-3 times a day.
And then I'll
Do
have
you snack once in a while?
Snack once in a while, and I'll have a couple of drinks.
You ever get coffee?
Just stay hydrated.
Too?
Little coffee, little bit of water, maybe a soda or two.
Right.
And then I do that for 45 to 60 days.
Yeah, you ever walk a little bit?
I walk a little bit.
Like
I'll sleep.
Stuff. Sleep? You get sleep?
I'll get some sleep, and then I'll take a shower like every other day.
Shower, okay.
Or maybe less.
That'll clear you out.
And then I'll watch some TV.
Take a shit or something? Try to get that out that
way,
too?
Every now and then, yeah. I'll shit, and then I'll pee.
Yeah.
And then I'll shower a little bit.
Yeah.
And within 60 days, I'm fine.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Thank you.
So amazing. You're like a witch doctor.
I mean, I've been called worse.
You use old school, like way back in the day.
Yeah.
Dude, you ever see them burn that witch in like somewhere in Africa? When they start kicking at her and stuff?
Oh, not the one with the Quran when they said that she had burned the Quran or did something to Quran?
Something. They start kicking her. She's like, come on, come on, come on. Leave me alone. They start punching her. She's like, come on, come on. And then they're just like, nah, we're doing this. And they just set her on fire.
Really?
Yeah. Can we put that up on the big screen?
No, I don't want to watch that.
Okay. Is she guilty of something? Like,
I mean, she but died, so that means she's not a witch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
isn't that the rule? Like, if you die, yeah, it's, it was horrible.
That's how they were with drowning.
If you die, that proves it.
It was drowning.
Yeah, because you can't drown a witch. So let's try to drown this person to show whether or not she's a witch.
But here's
where
you're double
crazy, aren't they? They're just fucking crazy.
That
you should find something that only kills a witch but doesn't kill a human.
Yeah,
and that's the punishment you should apply. Not like, now we know.
Yeah. Well, it's like, we're going to drown you. Here's the catch. If you don't drown, if you drown, you weren't a witch, are bad. You're going to die.
Yeah.
But if you don't drown, you are a witch, and then we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
So you're dead either way.
Yeah.
So just by being accused of being a witch means you're dead.
I really want to thank you for just basically repeating what we just said.
El Chapo, if you're a witch.
No, God.
What, guys? Come on.
No, dude.
Chapo, we want none of that.
We got none of that.
Yeah. Here's who we're going to fuck up first, El Chapo. Oh. If you were here right now,
yeah,
I would fucking let these guys go fucking bananas on you.
We would just leave, or we would just show you a seat. That's all we would do.
No, that's not what you were saying before
the
show.
I didn't say anything about it.
You called him. You go, I wish El Chapo was here right now, and I would fucking shove Echinacea right up his asshole.
Because we weren't even talking about it. You can tell he's lying because we weren't even talking about it.
I'm a big fan of yours. Yeah. I probably kept your whole organization running for a little
while. Wait, he wants his money back, you fucker.
No, they really fuck your product up here in Los Angeles.
They cut it too much.
Yeah, that's
true.
Horrible.
I wonder what percentage of...
Imagine that, getting some Nikes and be like, oh, well, we took the soles off and put some fucking shitty soles on.
It's ridiculous.
I wonder what percentage of El Chapo's cocaine, which was shitty coke, you idiot.
Oh,
I wonder what percentage.
You're making Aaron sweat over there.
The guy's working hard. Has nothing
to do with
the
blasting.
Fact
they're not
that
gonna
Aaron
worry
wants
about
to kill El
producer.
Chapo if he ever gets out. And Aaron was talking about that before the show. Oh, right?
Aaron, why would you talk about that to such a loud
I'm not
mouth?
Like I'm going to tell El Chapo we're at Melrose and Van Ness. He would never know that.
Oh.
What?
What?
Dude, he's probably going to be put in the West Hollywood jail. That's probably where they're going to make him spend the rest of his life.
Well, then if he does, I'm going to dig in just to fuck you in the butt, idiot.
Oh, God. The views are
the views
expressed.
Expressed by the hosts of these shows are not the views of all the hosts
of
these shows.
Sure, pal. Like
it's
El
ridiculous.
Chapo. Like El Chapo would ever find us at Melrose and
Real
Van
quick
Ness.
About the national championship game last night. Dude, like his defensive line has like three first rounders in it.
Both defensive lines are actually really good.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I got to tell you. And so he has five championships, which he's like one championship away from like the best.
I think he's two.
Old. Is that right? Is
two
that...
from Bear Bryant.
Bear Bryant has seven.
Okay.
God.
This guy's and dude.
Yeah, but that was back in the day.
Saban ain't
like,
young.
When
it was
like
15 teams.
Alabama.
Army.
Army
is good.
Alabama,
Northwestern
Notre
was still
Dame,
good.
Notre Dame, Nebraska, and like one other had any chance of winning
Michigan,
it.
Michigan,
VCU.
State.
Yeah. So, right.
Something like that. Like, well, they got a lot of good recruits.
Back when they just was,
Air Force.
Yeah.
You know, I just think now it's going to get harder and harder because as the population grows, the amount of athletes grows, and there's still the same amount of scholarships.
Nah, but elite is elite, so you'll get the best ones. I think it is. I think it'll be like that. The best ones will be like higher. You know, the 7 foot centers who can shoot like as a small forward now, like you're going to go after them harder than you would, you know, a 7 foot center.
Yeah,
who
but
can't.
Most kids won't want to ride the bench. Like if I could go
start
here. Or
I know, but that's always. There's always enough players to fill all of NCAA.
Right.
So the better ones are still going to want to be
recruited
higher.
The athleticism.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Come play
it's
with somebody
insane.
Else is amazing.
There's 300 pounders that can run a. You know, a 4.640.
That is my problem a little bit with college football is the disparity between the good and the bad is so gigantic that, like, if you have a cornerback lined up on you, you can just be like, I'll just run straight down the line and I'll outrun you.
Yeah.
Like, you literally can't compete. It's like me going against LeBron. You know, he'd beat me 10-7 every time.
Well, that's why.
Oh, what? He beat you what?
I mean, I would have no chance. I wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, so it'd be like 10-7?
10-7, 11-7. I guess 11. You're right. You could play to 11. My
That'd
bet.
Be hilarious.
I bet. I mean, I'd get a doopsie-doo on him.
Oh, you do a doopsie-doo?
Uh-huh.
That'd be great.
I mean, you know he's falling for that. Because the trash I talk, he'd go for that block. But whoop, doopsie-doo.
I don't think
he would,
move at all.
What?
I think he'd just sit there.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah.
It'd be like, check.
Yeah.
Stroke it.
No, on defense, you just do this. You wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Even if you went Dipsy Doo, you still couldn't get around him. He's like a wall.
Yeah, yeah. Let him know that. He's let him think that.
Oh, okay.
Smart, Sam.
So we're pissing off everybody today. El Chapo. LeBron.
I want you, LeBron.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to fucking stab you in the throat and watch you die, watch you bleed out while I hold your hands.
Yeah.
So you get weaker and weaker as the blood drips out of you.
So he's never going to do this. Is not happening. You just burnt that bridge, bro. Congratulations.
Right after the taping, bro. It's happening. You're going down.
You're going to shank him after?
Knife. Good. Not the slice. Good pull. Goosh, goosh, goosh.
You're just going to leave it there? Are you going to turn
Everything's
it a little
getting
bit?
Hot. It's getting white. I'm having trouble. Sit down for a second. Helps on its way.
What do you call that?
Helps on its way.
What do they call that? The Sicilian necktie? What's that called?
I like it.
Yeah.
Where they cut your throat.
Yeah.
And then they take your tongue and pull it out the hole.
No
in your
way.
Neck.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That seems too much.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy. He's got to fish it.
Yeah,
up.
Get in there.
God.
Yeah, you gotta want that job.
And it's also like we're wasting this on him. Like,
or maybe
he's not
it's
gonna
the
know.
Blood is the tie.
Oh, maybe.
No, they really pull your tongue out that through that hole.
I've never seen a picture of it.
Let's see if there's
one. Nope.
There's got to be one.
Don't got to do it. Why have a feeling?
But that was like I think it was a New York Mafia thing. That's what they used to do. Like, or maybe Chicago Mafia. Anyways. That's what you're getting, El Chapo. That's what you're getting.
No.
I don't want to kill him. I do not want to kill El Chapo.
You're going to give a Mexican tie?
No, I don't want to kill El Chapo. I definitely want to fight him.
Just bare knuckle?
Uh-huh.
Honestly, how old is he? 50? Like,
yeah, he's 50-something.
He'd crush you.
He would kill you, dude.
There's one way to find out.
There's one way to find out.
He'd probably smoke meth and get
man to man, El Chapo versus Tebow.
Is there any drug testing?
No. He can use all the performance enhancing.
And it's just till you get knocked down and you give, right? That's all. That fight's
so
over.
So who's going to stop that fight? Are you going to stop El Chapo?
No, you.
No, it's like, cool, he gave you win.
The fight is over when the winner comes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because I'm going to take his back and then I'm going to insert myself inside of him.
Oh,
and I'm going to give him the old swish around until some white happens.
So you're going to go full gay on El Chapo?
I'm gonna milk my cow.
Is that the move?
Yeah.
We have the rear naked choke and milk the cow?
Yeah. Because I got this weird thing happening the other day. I don't know what it was that I've been eating or what's wrong with my diet. But all these
Sam, not necessary, Sam. Not necessary.
All these other dicks started coming out of my where my other dick is. And now it's like I got an udder full of dicks. I'm almost 50.
I was doing a joke. I'm doing a joke about
get
how,
a picture of a Sicilian necktie.
That's what I'm looking up. So I'm looking up.
You got
like
a joke
female what? Comics what are like, it's so hard to be a female comic. I'm like, no.
Oh my gosh. That's when they say that, it's like, there are a couple things harder for you.
Here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna do stand up. If you hit, God bless you. If you don't hit, you're gonna go around 30, 32. You're gonna start realizing you gotta have a backup plan, which is rich dick. Okay. I've seen it happen. You see these comics.
You think that's one of the reasons why they don't. Like, remember when Rogan, I always talk about it, he goes, I had to quit my job teaching Taekwondo because if I had this fallback plan, I would never fully commit to stand-up.
Yeah.
Do you think that is, like, their version of fallback plan? Of like, well, if this doesn't go,
of
I can always just find a guy.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's every hot chick's commit. Plan. I think if I, listen.
If you're broke, if you got to drum up money, you got to get some bookings on the road. You have to, or you're fucking
die. Do you ever think about
that? No. My joke is that, you know what all my friends in their 40s that hasn't worked out, guess what they're doing? Chemical testing. My friends are all doing lab rat shit, taking fucking pills.
Really?
Hoping for that
Vinny from Chicago?
I'm not going to say names because that's not my thing.
How can I get into this?
No, you can't, dude.
I know, but tell me what it is.
Chemical testing.
I'll tell you how to do it after.
What is it, though?
You basically sign up for these tests. You take their pills,
and
they
whatever
just
happens,
monitor
happens.
You. Yeah, and you just pray a dick doesn't grow out of your forehead.
How much money do you get for this?
$5, $10, $15 grand.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say dollars.
I was like, I was in it $5, $10, $15.
Yeah. I was like, per pill?
I'm like, I get to take pills and just.
Study.
Wow.
It's like.
Wow.
You didn't know that was happening?
Well, I didn't know it was so awesome and lucrative. $15.
Yeah. Do you have to isolate or can you do like three or four?
I think there is some isolation.
Yeah, you can't take 7 pills and be like, I don't know, one of them made this happen to me.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, I want to look into that.
Yeah.
You could also just not take the pills.
They'd probably stand there and make you take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's my friends. That's what all my friends are doing.
Yeah, you just added another friend to that.
Yeah.
They're like, this one may kill you. I'm like, but I get $15, right? And they're like,
I get the 15 out of the way?
Yeah.
Who gets it if I die before I get out of here? You got to ask them that because a lot of those Jews will fucking try to take it back.
Have either one of you thought about ever doing that, not taking the pills, but like how you're saying about how hot chicks are, and they're just like, if things don't work out, I'm just going to marry somebody rich. My buddy, remember my buddy Boomhauer? Yeah. You know Boomhauer.
Uh-huh.
He and another guy, Frank, he's in Manhattan right now, manages some bar. They used to get dressed up in like suits, like really G up, like looking real nice, and they would just hang out at the Beverly Hilton Hotel bar and wait for these like rich bitches that were to come along and be like,
and
oh,
just hit on them?
Yep.
Like
exactly
George Costanza wearing a suit on the subway?
100%. Just like go to these swanky ass rich bars and try to get these fucking
rich bitch?
Rich ex wives or widowers.
To try to cash in on them.
Did it ever work out?
They got laid, but they never like got married to any of them.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes I think about that. I'm like, man, maybe if
I. Do you think women. Unless they're, let's exclude the really famous.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the super rich.
Yeah.
Do you think women ask for a prenup, like, if they're the rich ones?
Ooh, I think it's probably happened before, but I don't think it happens very often.
I think they're more about, we love each other, and I don't care.
If they're the richer ones.
Yeah, like, let's say T-Bone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if one has $2 billion, one has $1 billion. That's like, all right, you guys are both super wealthy. We're talking about...
No, I'm talking like Tebow dating...
some 60-year-old rich chick.
A lawyer.
Yeah.
Someone who makes 120 grand a year.
Yeah. No, more.
More than that.
More.
L.A., 190
plastic
grand
surgeon.
A year.
No, let's go...
plastic
190 grand a year, I mean, she has...
Let's go that she makes $500,000 a year.
How's her pussy?
What?
Yeah, what does it matter? You're all in.
No,
we're saying that she asked
hard
you
over
for
so
a prenup.
Put herself in the place.
If she's smart, she asked me for a prenup. Because El Chapo's coming.
Oh, don't! It can't be a lawyer. Doctor. Because a lawyer would automatically think. Prenup.
Oh, right, good point. Doctor.
Sam's always thinking.
See, you're a witch doctor. She's a real doctor. Together, you guys get together and make some voodoo.
Yeah. I bet I could see her asking for a prenup. I mean, if she's smart, she would.
I just feel like women are.
Luckily, women aren't.
Well, once I start taking these pills and then I notice some side effects, maybe I'll fucking sprinkle some of it into her fucking chamomile tea from Caveman Coffee. And then she starts not feeling so good.
What about Paul McCartney not getting a prenup with that one-legged bitch?
It cost him, and he's not the first example.
Look, he's an idiot. And for being one of the greatest musicians
all
ever,
you need is love.
And
love.
A fucking prenup.
Love is all you need.
How come his friends didn't go, what are you doing, dude? She's a crazy one-legged bandit.
What friends? What the ones that was fucking that Asian lady?
You know, broke up the band?
Which friends?
You know when they took her leg off?
Are you telling me Paul McCartney has no friends?
Yeah, just that one girl.
When they took her leg off?
Yoko Ono, that's it?
No, Paul McCartney wasn't married to Yoko Ono. I'm saying he had no friends. He had John Lennon and Ringo. And Ringo's busy fucking painting.
He might not have friends because I actually saw him one time on True Story. You know that place, Moza?
Uh-huh, the
pizza place on
Melrose. Yeah, good first date place. Little expensive, but not
little
expensive.
That's super expensive.
Oh, is it really?
Horrible name for an Italian restaurant.
Mozza.
A pizza plate. Mozza?
Yeah.
Well, why is he making it sound like it's...
M-O-Z-Z-A. Because
he comes from fucking garbage.
Oh, my.
That's not... I don't think it's called mozza.
He grew up in the back of a...
Yeah, the Jew calls it mozza. You're gonna
mozzarella.
You're going to listen to this.
Mozzarella, that's what it is.
Prick. Anyways, I'm driving by this joint.
He grew up behind a BMX course. That's all good Italian should do.
Don't you have a birthright to go to? Anyways, I
Sam,
go by
Sam,
this restaurant.
What are you looking for? It's not
necessary. I just like
not necessary.
To press
not
this.
Necessary.
I, like to
I know you're such an addict.
I go by the restaurant,
like press it.
Standing right on Melrose, all by himself. No security, no friends, no nothing. Fucking Paul McCartney.
Yeah, fuck him. You're right.
He has no friends. And that one-legged bitch robbed him. I heard that when she took her leg off, it was just stuff full of 50s.
Full of monies? Wow.
Yeah. Full of monies.
Is that crazy, dude? Because she fucked a guy for a little while.
She fucked somebody else?
No, she was fucking him. Paul McCartney.
Bill Burr's bit about that with Tiger Woods was so great. It's like, you got $500 million? You've never stood over a 6-foot putt for the Masters?
Yeah.
Dealing with the yips?
Try telling women that, they freeze up. It's my theory about
it. Should be that you get half up to $1 million.
Yeah.
You don't need any more than that. You're well on your way now.
Yeah. You're getting taken care of. Your skill set.
Yeah.
Your skill set, you're getting appropriate compensation.
You're still getting child support. Those kids are taken care of.
Yeah. You're going to live large.
Half a billion dollars.
Wow. And it's like one of those things where it's like, to me, it's like, okay, look, you and I date We dated for a long time. We dated all through college. We fell in love. We got married.
Where's this picture of Peruvian necktie, you idiot?
Oh, I had it pulled up.
I know.
And we built this whole thing together.
Give it to me.
Boom, bro. Oh, that's no. how you, I mean, that's a tattoo of it, but that's how you do it.
Wow.
You know, we built this whole thing together. I gotta watch this guy with a cock bomb. It's not on the thing.
Dude, cock bombs are 2008.
Okay, then why did this guy leave with his goddamn phone?
That's set up.
I mean, that's yeah, most of those are gonna be like fake.
Movie stuff.
Yeah, and if they are pictures, they're probably from El Salvador. That's a necktie?
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, Ramsey. Wow.
Ramsey. Anyways, I gotta keep my eye on this fucking scumbag. As you try to give me the fucking dipsy-do reverse psychology. Dude, no one's doing that anymore.
Nobody is.
But if I hook up with somebody, and then we're both poor together, and we build some sort of empire together, and then we get a divorce, or I cheat on her, I can see you going...
That's the picture.
Ugh,
that is real.
That's gross. Yep, that's what it is. Sicilian real. Sicilian necktie. So... Guess what's coming to you for Christmas, El Chapo?
No.
What?
No.
Nothing?
No. El Chapo, if it ever goes down, I'll protect
That's
you.
Me and Aaron.
I'll protect you.
Aaron,
I'll
Aaron's
warn you.
Got nothing to do with this, El Chapo. He's just a guy running a board.
Well, I'll tell you where we're not. Melrose and Van Ness, El Chapo. Oh, every Tuesday from noon to 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, God damn it. El Chapo's going to go.
But if we build an empire together and then I cheat on you or something goes awry, then we get a divorce. Sure, man.
No, you know, California is a.
If you build a life together,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, hey,
I get that.
We're fucking 18. It's all us.
But if I got 9 NBA championships, and then you start sucking my cock, and then marry me, and then you poke holes in a condom, and then I blow a fucking whole bunch of my milk up into your fucking baby cannon.
Yeah, romantic.
Well, dude, you took something so beautiful and made it so ugly.
Did I?
Yeah.
I seem to do that a lot.
Yeah, you're talking about the NBA and then you fucking bring all that into it. Yeah.
You're coming into a situation where I'm already a 100 millionaire.
100 millionaire?
You know, whatever.
That's a great rapper's name, by the way.
And then now you want to divorce me and take half my shit?
It's just...
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm pissed now.
It's weird.
It's just this El Chapo
My thing is
that
feminists should be super against this.
Feminist?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
They should be like, guys, that's ridiculous. Don't do that. Don't take half of someone's money. We have the ability to earn just like them.
Yep.
It's holding us back.
That's yep. Don't accept
a seat on the train if somebody stands up unless you're over 60. Just say no. What I'm capable of standing just like you.
Have feminists ever asked for the give up rights? They want all the perks.
Yeah.
This is a funny meme that was out there. It's like, I demand equal rights for men and women except for when I get benefits for being a woman.
Yeah. This is what they had when they wanted equal rights across the board legally in the United States. And they almost got it. Except they were like, okay, that, just so you know, that means you're getting drafted. You're going to serve on the front lines. And the women were like, whoa, no. And they voted against it.
Yeah.
Have
you seen this thing where like women are demanding that they can be Navy SEALs, but like they have to change requirements to be a Navy SEAL?
Oh, right.
And I'm like, not like only men can do that. The best of the best.
Right,
can
yeah,
do
I can't
that.
Do it. You
right,
can't do
I
it.
I can't do it either. It's like the NBA. Those aren't the best men who can play. Those are the best players on the planet, regardless of your fucking gender.
This should be super against.
It's like, we should be in the NBA, but you're going to have to lower the rim a little bit. And it's like, no.
They want Brittany Griner to play? She's 210 pounds. Chris Paul weighs more than that, and he's 6 foot.
Let her play. See what her stats are like. I bet they won't be that good.
They won't be anything because she'll be Ryan Pine. Hey, you're on like, Punch Drunk Sports. What's up with women? And he's gone. God damn it.
I forgot to text Steve back.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, I talked about this on stage one time about how like it's ridiculous that it's socially acceptable to attempt to get pregnant so you can make money. Like that's the
Marin almost lost his house that he bought, and his wife was like, "We should put that in both of our names." He goes, "I mean, no, it's my house." But she kept trying to push, and then when it's the divorce, she tried to take half that.
That
house,
one girl he was married to. You talking about Marin?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Huh?
Mishnah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's her name.
But it's like, why would you get, and why would this be where you're even getting close to getting it? Why are you even in risk of that? This ain't yours.
They weren't even married that long, right?
Imagine
like 2 years.
If I dated somebody And then we broke up, and then she goes, well, I'm taking this toaster oven. And you're like, no, that's mine. But in marriage, suddenly you can take it.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so, and then, like, you get kicked out. You get kicked out
of your own,
of
home,
your own home
that you bought.
Or how home. About when you have to pay for your own lawyer?
I had to pay for her lawyer.
And they just milk you, dude. Yeah. You're fucked. You're fucked. Just go to your wife. Settle out. What do you want? What can I give you to end this right now?
If we're 60-40, it's going to be better in the long run than 50-50.
Would you ever mess around with a married woman? I know that's a line that you'd say you wouldn't cross.
No, I will not.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I would, too.
I don't do it.
I've changed my stance on it recently.
Yeah, I don't do it. My theory before was I wouldn't do it if I was like Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt, and I come to some town and you know, and 100 miles away from Kansas City. You know, where nobody ever like that goes by there. And some girl's like, oh, I want to fuck you. It's like, that's a girl who might never have cheated. You know? And it's like, I am causing the rift in their relationship.
Your sexiness is causing
if you're
rift.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's a girl who is just coming on to you, it's like, that ain't a faithful woman. So you ain't changing shit in their relationship. You know?
Or like,
if it's just like, she was like, I don't know, I'm going to fuck somebody tonight.
But what if it's
then
like,
let it
a,
be you.
Yeah. What if it's like a chick that's like, oh, I'm in a bad marriage. We got to stay together for these kids.
You're doing
or whatever.
A service.
I haven't fucked in a year and a half. No one can make me come, and he doesn't give a fuck if I fuck.
Yeah, it's
I,
honestly your dick not to.
Hold on, caller.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Nope. I disagree.
I had that with like girls I used to bone, and they got maybe chubby or something. But if we were friends, and they're like, Ari, I need to fuck. It's been so long. It's like, all right.
All right. So you're
like,
throwing mercy
you
fucks at this point?
Sure, absolutely. But also with marriage, I get what you're saying. Nobody's going to fault you for not doing it.
I just think it's bad karma. Hey, you're on with Punch Trick Sports. How can we help you?
Hey, I'm calling from Northern Minnesota here.
Oh, the 445.
Northern Minnesota.
Hey.
How's it going there, guys?
It's pretty going good.
How
but, I was wondering, what's the over-under? How many more days until we find Leonard Walsh fucking hanging by his neck in his fucking closet head?
I was just going to ask you how you feel about your Vikings falling apart.
Oh, I drank way too much
Jameson. Is he gonna be on the team next year, do you think?
Yeah.
If he's not found with a bullet in his head, probably they'll resign him, but
the problem is it wasn't like they were 12-4 or better and had that happen. They were like they barely got the division, you know, no one really feared them.
Laces out, dude.
No, laces out. It doesn't matter at that point.
Well, the thing is, it's like it's -2 degrees. That ball had to feel like kicking a brick.
And you're not getting a clean hit on it, dude. Think
He's
about
right.
your foot, all right?
Yeah.
Laces here.
Yeah.
This is no laces.
Yeah.
This is with laces.
Yeah.
You go in, it's a if you don't hit it perfectly on it, you're going to shank it to the side.
How many yards?
27.
27, bro.
27, yeah.
Come on.
Dude, but
there's a reason for that.
That's what?
It's not like a black cat where people like black cats.
Oh, Sam's interrupt me. Yep, the fine.
This guy's badass.
Go on, dude.
That's okay,
good. I said that's why Dan Marino can die of gonorrhea, you know? Like, so.
What? Yep. From, exactly what you call it.
Dan Marino didn't die of gonorrhea.
He's not even dead, is he?
Yeah, what is it? Kid, are you still drunk?
What did he say?
No, that's...
Oh, I'm smoking. I'm high as shit right now. And probably still drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sucky way to lose. It's a sucky way to lose.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean.
The shitty thing is, too, he scored all the goddamn points.
I was just going to say
that,
bro.
It wasn't like he missed a bunch. It was like he hit
over 40
twice.
Minnesota couldn't get in the end zone. Their offense couldn't. They could move the chains. They could get in the striking distance,
but
they couldn't score. And then this guy gets shit on for making 3 out of 4 field goals in -2 degree windy weather.
But if he had missed the one before. Yep. If he had missed the one before from 44, 47, they would have gone for the touchdown there. They would have kept going. They wouldn't have just pulled up for, like, time for a field goal.
Correct.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the worst one for him to miss.
Yeah. It's, I mean, real quick, what's our feelings on Teddy Bridgewater?
I like him.
Is he going to be serviceable? Is he going to be like an Alex White? Or is he going to be like a really good quarterback?
They just need to get a wide receiver with him.
You mean Alex Smith?
Yeah.
I was trying to say who Alex White was. I think he's good. No, I think he's good.
Who's
I think
better,
it's
him or Derek Carr?
I would prefer Derek Carr.
That's right, bitch.
But I think Teddy Bridgewater is a good quarterback. I think he plays smart. I think he runs smart. I don't think he fucking plays dangerous with his body like an RG3.
How many more years? Oh, he's gone.
Yeah.
I was leading him.
It was so loud.
I know. I was about to lead him.
Like, where are you? Drinking in the woods, dude?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's probably still freezing in Minnesota.
Dude,
that looked cold. That game looked cold.
Yeah.
Dude, what's the worst what's the worst way to lose? Minnesota or Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Dude, but with Cincinnati, there were 18 seconds left and a timeout, so you would have had they would have had to complete two more completions.
Yeah, that's better than fumbling.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, yep. I mean, dude.
What's better
than
fumbling?
That's horrible. Dude, yeah, I mean, they had the run of play. You're right.
I'm saying it wasn't like if they hadn't had those two fuck-ups, they might still have lost. They got another 17 yards, you have a 48-yard field goal.
Sure.
You know?
But, you know, you also move – you took away any chance of a forced fumble. You took away any chance of an interception. You took away any chance of an offensive penalty to move him backwards and out of field goal
range.
And
the fumble to get you there. The fumble to – like, you got the ball back. Then you immediately fumbled when you're running out the clock.
Unbelievable. Yep.
You're like, don't throw it in the air because be safe with it. You were safe with it. You fumbled. Then they had to go from the 13 all the way down.
And then that foul and then that
30
penalty.
Yards with no time.
Pittsburgh lost.
Off a missed completion.
Well, I like that. What is it? Avante Perfect? Is that his?
Yeah.
Intercepts the ball, and then he runs 70 yards across the field into the tunnel.
Because he's like, we're out. We're done. I'm not going to step back in the field. I'm on defense.
And then by the time he's back
there.
To the bench, he has to put his helmet back on and go back on the field because of that fumble.
It's not quite the Giants versus Eagles, but it's almost up there in terms of that fumble.
That fumble, Pittsburgh, with all of that was said and done with all of that, Pittsburgh lost 7 seconds and 4 yards.
What?
With that interception and the fumble.
Unbelievable. Unfucking believable.
You know what I mean?
Wow. You just hold it. Call him all the timeouts.
He got suspended 3 games next year.
The problem is...
And fined $50,000.
Good, good. The problem is it wasn't just like a late hit kind of thing or roughing the passer or roughing the kicker where it's like, oh, fuck, I dove at the ball. You know, shit happens. This is a guy who was like, oh, I see the ball, went through his hands. He didn't catch it. I'm taking 2 more full steps and putting my head down.
And leaning my shoulder in.
And then he's going, what?
Hit him in the
shoulder.
Head.
It's like, you
he's
were trying
crazy.
To hit him. And I get it. It's a contentious relationship, but... Now you're in.
No, he's an asshole.
The last 30 seconds of an NFL playoff game. Now's not the time.
Yeah.
You're up by less than a score.
Right.
Do you just see everyone leaving Hill alone? It's just like, oh. I mean, imagine being a running back and you just cough the ball up. You're about to get the monkey off your back.
But even that.
Still, it's like, oh, that sucks. But the guy really ripped it hard. But still, you don't lose.
You know, it's like
going to a guy with a torn up shoulder. It's like he can only complete some 5-yard passes.
And that defense had been playing good that whole game. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel confident if I'm Cincinnati and Pittsburgh has the ball back and there's less than a minute left?
Oh, when they got the ball back.
Yep.
Yeah, about a minute.
About a minute and change. With one timeout, and they have to go 70, 80 yards. I'm like,
no, they had all the timeouts, didn't they? They had one timeout at the end, 18 seconds. They called one.
Okay. But they at least had two.
Yeah.
But still, I'm still relatively confident if I'm
Cincinnati.
Relatively
confident, absolutely.
As long as we don't do anything
field goal range, but they got to go 40 yards for that.
Two of the dumbest guys in the NFL. Two of
almost 50, really.
Thuggiest, shittiest, fucking punk ass.
And what hurts
dumb
worse
asses.
Is they all hated the Steelers. So this is a contentious team, and then they beat you on that. And they can't even go far in the playoffs because they lost their quarterback. You already took out the quarterback. The guy trying to hurt him, but that's okay. He was legally trying to hurt him. And then this, it's like, wow. And then even if Pac-Man Jones just fucking keeps his cool. You're still looking at a 40-yarder. They still have one timeout in 18 seconds, so maybe you're looking at a 40-yarder, maybe one play over the middle, 40-yarder, or they could
You're talking about a guy that made it rain at a strip bar and got mad when the strippers grabbed the money.
Oh. A classic moment
anymore.
In the NFL. Is this guy making it rain in a strip club?
Hey, real quick.
And then getting pissed when the strippers go, oh, cool, my money.
Tebow, can you believe that Coughlin's...
For the Niners?
No, not the Niners.
Eagles.
Like,
oh, did that happen today?
What the fuck is that?
I love it.
That's crazy.
Did he
I know, because he's going to piss off the Giants to make the Eagles terrible.
If I'm the Browns.
He's interviewing or they signed
him?
There's
not a limit to the money I would spend.
On Coughlin?
On Coughlin.
Why?
Because he wins everywhere he goes.
They're going to get Jackson.
No, dude. He brought the Jags to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I did not see that today.
Just a terrible regular season coach.
Is he interviewing or did they sign him?
I mean, lost so many like late games this year that like they'd easily have been in the playoffs.
There were those stupid like let's run the ball out and
against the Cowboys. That's a win for sure.
Yeah, they did a bunch of stupid stuff, but I think Eli made those calls.
Whatever. Or then you can't blame the coach for anything.
He's also interviewing with the Niners. I saw that.
Their Super Bowl wins. They won. They got in the playoffs on the last week of both of those years. One is because the Cowboys couldn't hit Miles Austin over the middle on one first down, and it's over. In week 17.
What do you think San Francisco does? Do you think they go with Chip Kelly?
I don't know, but how bad was that decision to keep Kaepernick now and let Alex Smith go?
Oh, I thought it was a bad decision back then.
Man.
You know when they let him go, he led the NFL in completion percentage, quarterback rating, and touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah. Can the spread offense succeed in the NFL?
I think so, because I just don't know what it is.
That's funny. You're talking about Chip Kelly?
No, well, not just that. San Francisco tried to run their version of it, too.
And nothing.
People say that shit all the time, and it's like, everything's so gimmicky. It's probably Ren Azizi on the phone.
I love it, no.
Everything is so gimmicky. Remember the run and shoot?
Ren Azizi call?
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
Is this Steve Ren Azizi?
Oh, Steve.
What's up, Tripoli? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. We're sad you're not in the in the studio. We kicked the Mexican out. We told him not to come in.
We said no come in today. Oh, you got my rider then. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wait.
Long one.
The reason I wanted Steve to call in is because the catches this year have been amazing in the NFL playoffs. Agree or not agree?
Agree.
Absolutely.
Been amazing catches. So Steve has a theory about it that I would like him to share with the world.
All right, Steve.
Theory. I've heard people talk about it before, but it's just these gloves. Now, look, if you're talking about Odell Beckham, the reason he was drafted that high was that his hands are like 13 inches big. He's got tremendous hands, right? He's going to make those catches regardless, I think. But you see, like, videotapes now.
Now, Steve,
like,
I just want to say something real quick that you've basically said the wide receiver for your team is going to make those calls, those catches regardless. Like, you're a little biased, right? A little biased?
Well, no. I'm not biased in this. I'm biased the fact that his hands are 13 inches.
Yeah.
Right? But all these people, these guys making these catches now, their hands are not all that big. So, to me, you look at the common denominator, it's these gloves.
Yeah,
These gloves are I don't know what the substance on them is, but I can tell they're probably tacky. They're very shiny.
Have you?
I don't know what...
Steve, have you ever had a pair or, like, when you were at the league?
Yeah, have you ever tried one on?
No. We shot it with a lot of players, and we shot some combine stuff one time for the league.
Uh-huh.
But when we were running and stuff, you don't wear gloves to that. So they weren't wearing
I would love to try them and see what they feel like.
I tried them.
Really?
Like, 2 weeks ago. They had a pair of them. Or a few weeks ago, because it was when everything was pink for the NFL in, like, November or whatever the fuck. They had these gloves on set at the red zone, and they had a ball. And, like, you know, you would throw it, and then Andrew would catch it and talk about fucking saving tits or whatever. You could stop a ball with one hand almost without even gripping the ball.
Wow.
It's almost like
if your hand touches the ball,
it's
like a sticky-ass, really
weird
rubber.
I mean,
if you
look
rubber.
At the sidelines, sometimes when the quarterback throws it out of bounds or something like that, or just launches one, gets rid of it, and a fucking backup puncher reaches out with one hand and makes the grab. And you're like, wait a minute, what are all these highlights then?
Now, what is the controversy that was with Jerry Rice?
Andrew said that he was using
stick'em. Yep. So like, basically,
that's what everyone does now.
Yeah,
but all these records are fucking
on his own hands, on his bare hands, right? Or on his gloves? Was he wearing gloves too, or was he just using his bare hands?
Yeah, they used to use bare hands then.
There had to be a time where receivers used to use bare hands.
For sure.
He was wearing Newmans, right? So he did both, but I do recall him wearing Newmans. But you are totally right about this, Ren Azizi, and Andrew on Red Zone was saying, I guarantee you these are going to be made illegal in the next couple of years.
Antonio Brown has broken records.
They probably won't.
Because they want the stats.
Because they know they enjoy the highlight reels. They enjoy
they
people
like
going,
the highlight
reels.
And also, they don't mind because guys run with their hands out because they can palm the ball really well, but that's causing more fumbles, I think. So
fumbles
you get
fun.
Turnovers that way. But I think that it's not like a residue. They're probably not leaving anything on the ball. It's
no.
just the way that the gloves are made. It's
yep, the palms
sort
of these things, you literally think, like, if you had these gloves on, you'd be like, wow, I could, like, wall walk like Spider-Man with these things. Wow.
The word is that Steve Avery used them to kill that chick, and that's how he left no DNA anywhere at all. You know, basically they're putting that.
Who's right off the ball.
Who is that? What's the commercial? The happy, Hamwich? What's the guy? The
Manwich?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
He's just a glove.
What's the glove guy?
Yeah.
Manwich.
The Manwich. The Manwich.
Not the Hamburglar.
The Manwich.
Renazizi is always hungry, this guy.
Wait, hamburgers? I'll gladly pay you today for a hamburger.
He's actually at the drive-thru right now. He's trying to order.
Yeah, where are you, dude? Are you at home nursing a sick?
No, I got a call. I did the comedy jam last night. So I threw, my voice is fucked up. I got a call.
What song did you do?
Fight for Your Right to Party.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Saw a video. That looks fun, that place.
It was
place.
Good, dude.
Why don't you do it?
It was a fucking
They've asked
blast.
Me to do it. I don't know what song I want to
my
do.
My voice is terrible.
Yeah,
dude,
but
that's
even funny.
What? Picking the song?
Picking the song, yeah. They're like, oh, pick whatever you want. I'm like, anything from any time to, like, anything. Then you pick a song, and you're like, oh, okay. And then you tell three people, and one person's like, ah, that's okay. That's like the way music is, you know?
Yeah.
Subjective to different people, and now you're like, oh, I don't know if I should do that song. And that literally happened with, like, 50 songs before.
And what'd you go with again?
You know
sorry?
What? Fuck it.
Fight for Your Right to Party? Wait, so somebody said somebody's already done it?
Fight for Your Right to Party. No, no one did it before.
Oh.
That's a weird song to sing. Your mom died.
Yeah.
What's that noise? You know?
Yeah,
but
that's kind of
right.
You don't really sing it.
It was really good. I went first.
Ray killed it.
It went really, really well.
Yeah.
It went well.
When did I kill it?
Yeah, he killed it. You see when he did a Paradise City?
No.
Dude, the guy can rock.
Yeah, he crushed it.
I would do a Michael Bublé song.
Oh, I'd love to hear a little. Can you just?
Monster Brownie did Staying Alive. It was good.
I hear Sebastian didn't really sing. He just kind of did Michael Jackson's moves.
Oh, really?
Who dances like this?
That's amazing.
Who else was on that?
I came out dressed up.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
Everybody goes all in, huh?
A lot of people do.
You should. I mean, it's like, look, it's going to be ridiculous. That's the thing. It's like, it's ridiculous, especially if you, like, dress up like something or, you know, you. But I was like, I'm just going to have fun and fucking rock out. And I did. It was when you hear the band behind you, it's hard not to get psyched and, like, go crazy. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever sang in front of a band, but I never did before.
Well, they have that live karaoke. Awesome. They have that live karaoke places, you know, with the actual band.
Yeah,
I've
never
happy endings.
I've never done that before.
I do the,
I could get addicted to that.
Rock and Pole World Championships, and I'm the hype man. It's the best fucking time.
Oh, nice.
It's the best fucking
really?
Time. Hey, so, Ryan Zizi, what do you think about Coughlin trying to do an interview with the Eagles?
And the Niners.
I got to be honest with you. I thought he was done. And I'm
so
not
did
saying,
I.
Like,
yeah, I thought he was retiring.
I thought he was, like, done. So I thought he was like, oh, this is my, I gave my 12 years and this and that. And
he's,
you know,
no spring chicken.
Like, he's not. I mean, he still, like, has a great work ethic. And, he's, you know, I don't think there's, like, a lack of hustle on his part. But he lost the Giants. He lost that team. They didn't listen to him anymore. Whatever the character. You know, he had Eli Manning. But Eli's not a shout at him like leader. Like, he's not like you know, like a Richard Sherman. But so Coughlin just, you know, he just lost the team. So I guess I thought he was like, all right, I guess I just am not going to do it anymore. But there's no reason why he can't go start up with another team and
dude,
be very
if I'm Cleveland,
right
I give him anything he wants.
Yeah,
anything he
but
wants.
I'm just not seeing him being that good.
Because he's not going to put up with that bullshit.
Dude, he beat Belichick twice.
Would you
want
to go to Cleveland if you were him and deal with that quarterback problem there?
No.
No,
but I would say you don't have a quarterback problem if I come there. Because we're going to start from scratch. We don't have a quarterback.
Well, what happens with Eli now? I mean, what happens with Eli? Do you try to move him?
No.
No. Well, no, you can't. I don't think you can move Eli. But I do think that you can.
I don't know if you give Ben McAdoo more of a – he's their offensive coordinator, more of a look as a head coach. But, like, this would be then – if you got a new head coach and he, assuming he brought in his own offensive people.
Yeah.
This is his third offense in 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, with
that
no,
never
with
works.
No great running back. No one to hand the ball to that you're like, every time I know I'm going to – I mean, Greg Jennings did a fine job this year, but not like a reliable every – you know, everyday back there. So, I don't know. It's tough.
Who do you want as a head coach, Steve?
Someone that knows how to teach defense or coach up defense.
Mm-hmm.
We can play defense. We've done it before. But
who was I listening to? Either, I forget, it was ESPN or Fox Sports Radio, one of those radio stations. Some guy said Belichick.
What?
Would go to the Giants.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Why would he do that?
That's the dumb. Who said that? Whoever said that should be fired.
I thought it should be Sean Payton.
What's his name coming back from the Sims era?
Oh, what's his name?
Oh, Parcells?
Parcells.
No.
No.
NFL's changed, dude.
They said, I just heard that they may have interviewed Hugh Jackson.
Lovie Smith.
I hear Hugh Jackson's going to Cleveland and it's almost a done deal.
Wolverine?
Yeah, that's Hugh Jackman, and yes,
Hugh Jackman's
Wolverine.
A different guy.
That'd be great. I mean, and he would just kill Manziel.
Yeah, he'd motivate him for sure.
Kill him. Every time he drank, he'd put a little Sharpie up his ass.
Hey, Steve.
I bet you Chip Kelly lands in San Francisco.
That would not
watch out, because I think that team would be pretty good.
That would not surprise me at all.
I think he'd really coach up Kaepernick and they'd run that little spread.
I agree with that. Yep. I could see that.
Who do you think takes the NFC East next year?
I mean, if Dallas is healthy, you got to look at every. If you're assuming that right now everyone's healthy,
yeah,
I would say Dallas is.
And Dallas has a fourth overall pick. That's a lot of shit going to a team that was banged up.
Yeah, that's
pretty good. Amazing. Fourth overall pick?
Yes, sir.
What do you think they'll
go
with?
Goodness,
quarterback if they're smart.
Well,
Dallas sitting at four.
No, I bet you they don't go for a quarterback.
I bet they go receiver.
They might go for trade.
Manziel will be there as their backup.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's why he's going to, because he's from that area. They're gonna let him do whatever the hell he wants to do. They're gonna cover up all his bullshit, and he's gonna be happier, and he's gonna play better, and he'll be like a really good backup.
And you know, I don't have a problem with him partying. I know.
Me neither. Unless what I heard was,
I do.
He didn't learn the playbook, and so partying is not the problem. Partying when you don't learn the playbook is the problem.
Yes, he's gotten away with his talent and his ego, and you know, his charisma and his parents' name for. 23 years, but he can't do it anymore, dude. The guy's running around like a chicken with his head cut off in the field. And sometimes he makes incredible throws because he's got talent, but nine times out of 10, he's going to get his ass handed to him. He's going to get hurt, or he's going to get one of his guys hurt.
And furthermore, I don't want a guy who either is my team leader, definitely my offensive leader, or a guy that's like, trust me, I'm going to be the leader of this team. I'm going to prove it to you. Going to Vegas the night before our last game, what happens if he gets stuck in Vegas? What happens if he gets beat up or jacked up?
That is
up?
A level of retard I've never seen.
Yeah.
You have to wait one day, dude.
The same organization.
And the season's over.
With Josh Gordon. It's like they went through it once with Josh Gordon. They walked through the whole thing.
Yep.
And regardless, to me it's bullshit. Josh Gordon got busted for pot. And I'm
fine it's
with that.
So
stupid. But he also
stupid.
Got a couple of DUIs. And he's not – all it is shows decision-making. And it's like, if you can't choose the right people that make the right decisions, if they're just a little bit less talented, that's got to be a really big factor, especially in Cleveland.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Steve, I know the league is over now.
What?
I know the league is over. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I'm going to be on the call.
I know that's a big drop-off in your income.
Yeah.
And so Tebow's been brainstorming about some good ideas to get you some more money so you can keep your lifestyle.
Well, I got a little bit of money, so money makes money.
Yep.
Hit me with them, Tebow.
And boom, that's where this goes. I'm just going to throw a few of these out there.
A lot of more inventions.
A lot of these.
I've already heard a couple, and I like them.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about some of these at your Christmas Eve party. Some of them you liked. You like spray-on condoms. I thought that was a good idea.
They really should
have
that.
That's a good one. I've always been a big fan of spray-on condoms.
That actually really should have that.
Baby's first straight razor, you weren't a big fan of. I'm not going to lie.
Just because I have kids and I know how excited they get with razors.
Yeah.
You know, and
but think of all the time you're going to save not having to shave your children.
I know, but why wouldn't you just have baby's
first
shave?
Time is our most precious commodity.
Yeah.
And time is money, dude. So you know what? Put a pin in that one.
Okay.
But why a straight razor instead of just a baby's first bic?
Dude, who wants a
how about electric rings?
What's so popular today? Vintage stuff.
Yeah, that's true. The kids are all hipsters if you think about it.
Yeah. Ooh, baby hipsters Todd, for a straight razor. That's good. Sam's on it.
Barbers with the mustaches. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool, edible ashtray, you weren't too big with that one.
What is this?
Oh, baby second dildo.
What, to replace the first dildo?
No, but it just implies that babies like to fuck.
All right.
Yeah. Not adults, like, other
again,
babies.
The views expressed by Jason Tebow. Or
but it's like, look,
Jason
man,
Tebow.
If you got these cute, hot chicks, right? Yeah. By the time she's 25, 26, if she's already had, you know, baby's second dildo, you know, preteen dildo, all the way up to fucking, you know, my first real woman dildo.
Yeah.
Yep.
It starts
true.
With baby second
you're,
dildo.
Yeah. You're not new to the game of buying a
Does
dildo.
Does this dildo have fun sounds?
Yeah, it makes like princess noises and fucking tingly noises and shit.
Hell yeah.
We talked
baby's
about.
First fleshlight, it's shaped like a lightsaber, but then you fuck it.
Dude. Baby's first fleshlight saber. Baby's first fleshlight saber.
Yes.
Okay, I'll pitch that tomorrow night.
What was the name I came up with? I'm sorry, that you came up with?
Oh, my other idea. Oh, okay. Here's the thing, and this is good for the sports podcast, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. What's so popular these days, Steve? Kids. The children.
Black people.
Kids.
And black people, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids are so popular these
what
days.
What else?
Everybody.
Kids. Kevin Hart.
MMA.
Yeah.
MMA
is
very popular.
Also popular, yeah.
Very popular, right?
Yep.
Here's the invention. It's an octagon, but it's also a playpen for the kids, and then the kids can fight in the octagon. I call it Playground and Pound.
Wow, that's a really creative name.
Yeah, yep, I came up with that all by myself.
You're so smart. That's such a that
honestly, that one right there is the winner.
I need $100,000, and that gets our foot in the door.
That's lightning in a bottle right there.
Well, that's for research and development.
Playground and Pound.
Research and development?
Yeah.
Isn't it just going to be like a bouncy house or something like that?
Yeah, we'll find that out. We'll find that out in the research
like
and development
stage. Fence. It's more of electrical fence. Oh, by the way, it's electrical.
Electrical fence to keep people off the cage.
Oh, it's all electrical.
Well, yeah, because that keeps the kids to get.
They're going to give you like $250,000.
That keeps them working on their octagon control and keeps them focused on being in the middle.
Yeah, you don't
want to
grab the cage. That's you learn bad habits.
Dude, by the time you're five, you got a bad habit of cage grabbing.
You can't shake that.
Yeah, that's a hard. That's a hard.
Has anyone ever seen the video where the Indian guy's going crazy on top of a train and they're begging him to come down? He's just in his like crazy. I'm drunk or I'm an ethnic person. Crazy.
A moving train?
No, it's stopped.
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone's trying to haul him off.
Yeah.
And dude, there's just these wires right here, and he just walk around. And he just somehow grabs the and just fries him, dude. It's the crazy. Like, he goes, ching, and this big flash, and he just this crisp guy just falls. It's like, it's crazy.
Everything fried.
I went hiking last week with my brother-in-law, who's an electrician, and we went hiking in Eaton Canyon. They had this huge, like, telephone wire, like, stand in the middle of the mountains, and I was like, how do they fucking fix those? He's like, they helicopter in, and they lower the electrician down. And I'm like, man, he's like, that's got to go wrong. He's like, oh, it's gone wrong. And when people go home, we watch the YouTube videos, dude, people get electrocuted, and then the guy just literally flies off of the helicopter, like, and just falls to his death. It's fucking
Jesus.
Terrible.
They
but also
meth heads do that. Meth heads and crack
heads. Wiring.
They'll just because they're crazy. They'll climb it, the wire, and then just sh-ching, and they just fry.
Whoa, God.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
crazy.
Baby's first
Why
electrical
is it
cage.
When bears do it, but.
I feel bad when bears do it.
Sort of funny.
I feel worse when bears do it than when some dumb fucking crackhead does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about this, Steve? What's popular these days? The kids. The kids, and you got to entertain these guys.
Heroin.
Right?
Heroin.
You got to I like that kitty heroin. We'll think about that.
Okay.
Piranha petting zoo for the kids.
Piranha petting zoo.
I got to be honest with you. Okay.
Everybody loves
like
piranha. They're a popular fish.
Yeah, and you never get to see a piranha up close.
How come you can't get piranha at Red Lobster?
I don't think they're meaty.
Yeah, but you get a bunch of them.
No, they're not.
Good point.
Can I get 10 on a piranha?
Yeah, who thought fucking chicken's legs would be good either?
That's a great point.
The insurance is going to be high on that one.
Yeah, I'm not big on this one.
I'm looking to sell something. I'm not looking to to have like a thing here.
And then
I want to sell. Otherwise, we're going to have insurance and overhead. Mm, no.
I like what
just
you're saying.
Push product.
Well, here's one that I think we talked about at your party, but you know, if any other investors want to get in, or if you want to hear this out, the not candy jar, right? It's
okay,
a real
it?
It looks like a candy jar, but just has the word "not" on it, so the kids know that there's not candy and cookies
in there.
So they
won't look inside.
Yeah. And, okay. And it's like maybe like a little cookie monster thing.
What's the shape like that?
Shape, yeah. And it's like, but it says not candy, so they know there's not candy.
Okay.
And then you can put your medicines and your pills and your poisons in there.
Oh, boy. All right. So is good because it's twofold. Number one, you're teaching lessons.
You've
got to learn how to read.
Correct.
And you're going to learn the word "not," or it's going to be real bad for you.
Yeah.
You keep
yeah.
the kids out of danger.
Two,
it's almost like
them.
The witch thing. Either if they die, they die.
I don't know where I keep all my pills and poisons. Like, they're all scattered all over the house.
You do need a place.
How many times have you lost your poisons? How many times?
All my pills and poisons.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the worst. You're like, where the fuck is my poison? And then it's right in your hands. You're like, oh, poison.
Yep.
And then the kids will be like, oh, I can't go in there. Well, at least it's shaped like Cookie Monster, so it's not a complete loss for you.
Yeah, and it's kind of, because you have so many poisons and pills in your house, it's kind of bigger, so you can set it on the ground.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Within reach.
Yeah.
I like that.
So the not candy jar, I think you
How
like.
How many more of these we got?
Way too many. We're not going to get to all of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I think, I mean
this is his main job right now is coming up with inventions for Renaissance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about Steve.
Are you collecting unemployment?
Oh, no, he's got a corporation now.
Oh, you can't.
I was so excited for him for a second.
Yeah, that's the loophole.
These cocksuckers. I wonder what
Once you go all in on your own business, you're off the dole.
Well, I got good news for the show. Guess you just got on unemployment. Now the red zone.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Thank you.
You got the max?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
$450 a week.
Whatever the run of the show is how long you get it. So. For like 19 weeks we do the rehearsal before.
4 months, buddy. Hey, going to tell them about your chemical testing, or are you going to keep that to yourself?
Well, I'm not going to get into that too soon. And hopefully they can pay me in cash or just pay me in mystery pills.
Yeah, that'd be great. You can turn around and sell it to the kids.
Chemical testing.
Well, yeah, Tripoli just told me about a great new job opportunity.
See, Steve, not everybody's as successful as you are. There's the struggle, and it's real.
Okay.
And there's these kids out there, and some of the guys have been banging for a while. You know, it just hasn't worked out. So they do something called chemical research testing, where they basically go in and scientists make them take pills, and they see what side effects happen, and they get paid anywhere from 10 to 15 grand to do these tests for about a month to 2 months.
Wow.
It's ugly out there.
You don't know what they're testing on you?
No, they'll tell you what you're taking.
Like I care.
And my buddy's like, dude, it might cause diarrhea. I gotten diarrhea before. Now I'm getting paid to get diarrhea. You know, it's like,
yeah, I mean, look, as long as that's a side effect. But if your hair starts falling out, you
might
get a hard on again, or you fucking panic attacks, or
violent deafness.
You know.
Yeah, violent deafness. Ah! You're just going nuts by the deafness.
Well, what if you just become a much better person? Like, it's like limitless pill. Like, you just,
can I ask something?
You're just smarter and more focused.
Why doesn't everybody take the pill?
Take what pill?
Limitless on the show, in the movie. Why is only he taking it?
Because I don't know.
Because there's only so many of them.
Did you see the movie? He's the only one that knew about it.
So
until
but they on the show, they're like, take the pill, don't they say that? Or is he like lying to everybody?
No, there's only like one small bag of them, and then so it's like once it's all gone, it's gone. And once you take it, it only will last for like X amount of hours. So then you got to keep taking it and keep taking it. So he's like, I don't want to give this to everybody because I'm going to renounce it.
I'm just going to say right now that I think the crossover between your audience and your audience who watched the CBS drama Limitless are probably real fucking small.
I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Are you shocked that Mike and Molly?
I was like, the movie from 9 years ago?
CBS drama and Limitless.
Are you guys shocked that Mike and Molly got canceled? I couldn't believe that.
I was.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Mind
blowing.
The ratings had dropped?
I've never even seen that show.
I think it had
dropped for CBS.
And she wanted too much money, and they were like, the ratings aren't as good.
And she's probably always busy.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes you
know. That was
shocking. Canceled it? Not like it ended? It canceled it.
I was like, dude, if she's a problem, she's fat, give her a heart attack, let him beg a new bitch.
That's not going to sell as well. She was a massive
new
star. She's a massive star, and he's
gotten
nothing out of it.
What?
He's got nothing out of it.
Gardell's great, dude. He's a great guy,
he's
an awesome comic.
I know, but nobody knows. He's on it was the number one rated show for so long, and no one even knew his name. And his co-star, the name of the character that comes after him in the title, everyone was like, oh, well, she's a god. We all love her.
Well, she was a guy when she, I mean, she was really popular before she took the show. You have to remember, she's been working on television. She was on Gilmore Girls for 8 years.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't have to remember that. No.
Yes, you do.
No, well, no. I can forget that.
Hollywood does.
Okay.
Yeah. She's on there for a while. I remember seeing her Groundlings.
Yeah, she's a groundling.
So is Aaron Kater.
But everyone's made a lot of money on that show, I think. Everyone, so.
I'm sure that guy who made it has eight of them.
How much did Mike make an episode?
Billy Gardell, probably like, what? What would you say, Renzizi? What do you think the numbers would be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
How many years did that show go?
Guesstimation.
I would say between $50,000 and $100,000 an episode.
Not like the Ray Romano, like $2 million an episode type thing.
No, but that's when you're like, that's when you're like,
no.
10 years in, and it's like.
If he made $70,000 an episode, it's like, that's not your money.
That's what the Big Bang guys make now. You know what I'm saying? Like those million-dollar episodes.
They make
it syndicated. Right. He'll make money on
that show.
Well,
it's like the number one comedy.
Yeah, good point.
The same creator as Mike and Molly. So that's why it's like, you know, besides the actors, it's tough for them. It's like CBS is like, okay, fine. We'll just find something else to put in there, and that's that.
Well, Moms? Crazy. What's it called? Moms? Is that what the show's called? Moms?
Him, like, too. Same.
She had to sign a, like, a 10-year deal.
Oh, I really?
I think you can only sign a 6-year or 7-year deal. I think that's the max for our contract.
Okay,
like
so 7-year. Yeah. I mean, she's locked in.
Yeah, we signed a 6-year deal on the league, and then we extended one more year. So, but I think most of them, for the most part, are 6-year deals.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, it makes sense because, and they're only, that's for the benefit of the studio because it only, you know, if the show's very popular, then you'll renegotiate. But if it's not, you know, 6 years is a great run. So
that's how long it went. Six years.
Those dudes are going to be good. What?
That's how long Mike and Molly went?
This is their sixth season. Yeah.
Damn. And it got canceled.
What's the world coming to, guys?
Now you have to renegotiate. It's like it's like shit or get off.
He'll be on another show within 2 seconds.
Him?
Oh, in a second, yeah.
2 seconds.
How many of those do they do a season?
20.
20?
Well, they did like 20-something a season, like 20, I think. And then this year they just did 13, I think. Sometimes they just do these 13s on network. But 13
Mike
great,
and Molly
13,
got
that's
canceled.
My life. Like, I was 13 episodes on the league, and it was the greatest.
And you still had a five life, months. Right? That means you have 9 months off.
Yeah. You have 9 months yourself a year. Well,
and he's
really
doing corporates.
8 months.
He's all clean.
Who? Renzizi?
Oh, no. Sure. Billy?
Billy Gardell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only seen him once, but he's all clean.
I saw him recently.
He's a cool guy.
I was very impressed. His writing was very good.
I like when he tried to, like, get a special for all those guys from Boston who never quite made it. And he's like, we're going to show how great they are. It's like, oh, man, those days are over.
Yeah.
That's a 53-year-old guy with local references.
Yeah. Well, you know what's so funny is I think the only city where you can do local references is New York. Like, if you do New York City local references.
Because they're massively famous. If you talk about the subway, people are like, yeah, I've seen that in movies since I was 5. Times Square,
where
the guy
get it.
You can
do it in LA.
You can do
it
a little with LA, too.
No, you can do it while you're in that city, but you can do a local New York reference while you're in Kansas City.
Like, remember when they did all those, like half an hours?
Half hours.
Yeah, half hours from New York, and it was like
half an hours.
Bill Burr.
Oh, yeah, the HBO. Bill Burr, Norton.
HBO did those, yeah.
Maybe Bonnie.
Yeah, they were all local references.
Really?
There was a lot. There was a lot.
Patrice did one. Norton did one, right?
Yeah, Norton did one.
Louis C.K.
Flight
did one.
The Concords did one, I think.
Dude, that vampire shit that they did is hilarious.
What is it?
Have you seen that, Steve?
No.
No.
It's called What We Do in the Shadows or something? What We Do in the Shadows, I think it's called. Dude, it is so fucking funny. It's on HBO. One, it's just a movie. But the Flight of the Concords guy did this. It's a mockumentary. About these four vampires that live together.
Yeah.
One's like 3,000 years old. He's like that bald, fucking really like creepy one. Like one's like 300 years old. One's like, but you know, they look like when they get bit. It's so fucking funny, man.
How long is it?
It's
90
a
minutes.
Mockumentary?
And it's on what, Netflix?
HBO.
Oh.
It's really fucking funny. It's really smart. Like the jokes are smart. Like, you know how vampires like can't see their reflection? So they when they're getting dressed to go out to the clubs, they never know how they look. So they're, like, sketching each other, like, and then showing them this. But it looks like a fucking five-year-old drew it. Oh, God, dude. It's so funny. I laughed out loud probably 10 times during it.
You know, 90 minutes?
Flight of the Conchords a lot.
What's up?
Yeah, they were great. They just ran out of songs.
Oh, dude, it's so funny.
We can't come up with anything else quick enough.
That show is so fucking funny. I guarantee if anybody wants, if you have HBO Go or whatever, I saw it on HBO Go. Really fucking funny.
All right, Stevie.
Steve, thanks for calling in, bud. We would love to have you on.
I promise I'll make it next time.
Who do you like for the Super Bowl?
Who do you like for the Super Bowl?
I like me going. We're going again this year.
Are you going?
But, I think, yeah.
Are you going?
He's got a 12:30 at night show.
Who do you think's going to make it? Who do you think's going to be the champion?
I think if Arizona can stay healthy, I think Arizona gets there.
And why? Why? What are they doing right?
I think they're going to.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. See, everybody, we hang up on our famous friends, too.
Nice.
Our famous friends.
That was fun. He had us over for all of us for
I had
Christmas
such a
Eve.
Good time.
And then is he calling back? Yeah, let's pick it up. We'll get it to him again. Hey, what happened like that thing? Go ahead.
Okay. Steve, you there?
What happened? Did you hang up on us?
What happened?
No, I don't know what happened.
Okay, so who
do you
thought?
AFC, who do you got?
So, I like the...
Yeah. It's even better when they call back.
That might be my favorite thing is when people keep calling back. They're like, dude, I don't know what's going on. Can we call him and hang
out? No,
is he calling back? Okay, let's do it. Let's get him in. Go ahead. Dude, what the fuck keeps...
Are you in a weird place?
Is this Ren Azizi?
No, I'm in the same spot I've been the entire time.
Jesus.
We lost your AFC. We lost your AFC. So
Arizona and...
New England.
I don't see New England. Do you see New England good?
Wait, what?
He rushed it out.
You're saying Patriots?
Yeah, why? What are you laughing at? I didn't hear what you said.
What's it?
We're laughing at how much you rushed in New England.
No, you just said, you said New England so fast.
Why?
Patriots, motherfucker.
That was so weird. I'm so glad we didn't talk shit right there because I thought we'd hung up on him.
That was the best. I don't know, man. I'm in the same fucking spot. Patriots! The Patriots! New England!
So what else are we talking about? UFC, we got...
Dos Anjos Connor, it's happening. And Misha Tate, or somebody, versus Holly Holm.
Dude, how crazy is it that Nick Saban quoted Conor McGregor before they went out on the field?
No way, really?
What did he say? Jose Aldo is a pussy?
Yeah, can you believe that?
What'd
he goes, I didn't come here to fit in, I came here to take over. Crazy, right?
Four out of seven.
What do you think about what he said to Floyd Mayweather?
Who, Connor?
Well, at first everybody said that was fake. Like, this wasn't on his real account.
I don't know if that's true or
false. On whose real account? Mayweather's?
No, on Conor McGregor's.
I got the impression that it was real because it was on a lot of reputable sites.
It was like, but it was like, don't talk shit about race to me. Your race is American race. I'm a minority in Ireland. In the UK, we've been discriminated and killed for our names.
Yeah, like, I'd love to say
for
that
you to
forever.
Say race is like you're being ridiculous. You have such a lack of understanding. As I was saying, it's easier to get ahead if you're black in Africa.
Mayweather's like, point that he was trying to make, was
he didn't get he wouldn't have got a title shot if he wasn't white.
But he's also saying, why is it that this guy can talk shit and everybody thinks he's charismatic and they love him? And I talk shit, and everybody villainizes me and thinks I'm an asshole. It's because I'm black.
Oh, no, here's what it is. It's because you're not good at it.
No, it's because you beat chicks and don't fight people that we want you to fight.
And you fight boring.
That's why.
Which was McGregor's point. McGregor's point is, I take every single fight that I can. I will fight anybody, and you've spent the last few years of your life dodging people.
He's also not.
And you didn't fight Manny when everybody wanted you to fight Manny. You waited 5 years until he was older and not at his A game.
I think as time goes on, you will see that history won't be nice to Floyd, just like I don't think it will be as kind to Kobe Bryant. Once they start looking at the numbers.
I agree.
Floyd never lost.
Yeah. No.
I'm sure. with you, dude. There is, but if you're picking your battles.
It wasn't like Kobe's like, oh, you broke up the team. You could have won more championships. Floyd could not have done anything more than he did.
Dude, I'll take.
But he could have fought Mayweather in his prime. That'll be something that haunts over him, that he didn't fight Pacquiao when it was time. But it'll still be like, they'll talk about. I don't remember who Sugar Ray Leonard was dodging.
Nobody.
I just remember him being great. I don't remember. Nobody really remembers Tyson. Who was Tyson? People just go, Tyson was one of the best ever. They don't go, yeah, but you ducked Holyfield for 4 years. People don't remember that anymore.
Yeah, because he's in prison. Yeah. Because back then they fought each other.
He was ducking him before. It was a fight that they were talking like, hey, how come this isn't happening? How come this has been years? Tyson was scared of him, didn't want to fight him, so he wouldn't take the fight.
Well, I think right before that fight was supposed to happen, he got beat by
Buster
Douglas.
Yeah, they
finally
made him. They said, we're going to strip your belt if you don't fucking take that Holyfield fight.
No, because he was in jail,
and he goes, okay, and then he went to prison. They had to force him to take that fight. They had to force him to take that fight. I do. I was the only thing I was following. I was like, what's this guy Holyfield doing? It was years, and he couldn't get a shot.
There's two great documentaries, Chasing Tyson on Netflix, if anybody wants to watch that, about exactly what you're talking about. Holyfield and Tyson's relationship with each other.
I thought it was when Tony saw Tyson doing his jog and was just trying to run after him.
Nope. No, it's not what it is. And then the other one, Champs, which I think you saw, which was – it's about also Tyson, Holyfield, and Bernard Hopkins. Yeah. Both those are very interesting documentaries.
And they all sound like retards.
And of course. They're boxers. Yeah. But the thing is, I think Evander Holyfield is one of the most underrated – of the pound-for-pound greatest of all times, especially in the heavyweight division.
Underrated, yeah.
Yep. I mean, I think four-time champ at heavyweight.
Yep.
A guy who walked around at probably 208. He had to gain weight to fight. He wasn't cutting to make weight at heavyweight. He'd be like, man, I got to beef up. So you think somebody who's undersized almost in every fight that
they weren't giving him that Tyson fight. A lot of it was because he was like a Barry Sanders-type personality. People are like, oh, we don't want you being the champion. You're fucking boring. You don't know how to hype a fight.
Well, I think what happened to Holyfield is what happened to Hakeem Olajuwon's Rockets. Like, he's a two-time champion, but everyone will always say it's because Jordan was out of the league. You know, he'll always get recognized as a champion. I think that Holyfield, a lot of his greatest wars were when, you know, Tyson's doing time for rape.
Yeah, by the time they got to him, it was like, this is done now. That ain't Tyson anymore.
Yeah.
Did you see Mike Tyson just recently said that those hoverboard things should be illegal?
Did he really? I saw the fall he took. That was great. By the way, All Things Comedy is Tom Segura has a new special out on Netflix.
Yeah?
I just put it in my queue. I haven't watched it yet.
So everybody check that out.
I can't watch comedy. I just don't want to be influenced.
I can watch my friends. I can watch people that like Mulaney, I think, is hilarious.
Yeah, we don't really
Mitch
know
Mulaney,
him that well.
He's great.
He's the dead one, right?
Oh, he's
that
dead.
That guy stole jokes from that open micer. Everyone went crazy, and then realized it's an open micer. Nobody cares.
Yeah, Naff went crazy.
I was there at that. Weren't you at that?
I was there at that.
Were you?
In the belly room. Not the belly room. No, the side room.
Yeah. It was like Carlos Herrera. There's a bunch of people that were there.
It was so fun when they just threw it at him, and he was like, I love watching people scramble when the truth hits you. Same thing with that Mencia video. Forget whatever happened, but the look in his face, like, wait, no, this isn't going the way it's.
Oh yeah, that's a self-inflicted.
Yeah, it's like wait,
snuff film.
Self-inflicted.
What is
that Mencia Carlos video? Mencia thing?
But that with that guy too, with that Mitch Mulaney thing, it was like it's just like faced with it. It's like, hey, I'm having a great time. It's like, wait, what's your question? Oh, I don't know. Wait, you have proof? Wait, whoa, shit. What's going on?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I saw the worst thing last night. I only saw the last three quarters of the game.
A female prop comic?
I missed the that would be great. She just keeps pulling dildos out of her fucking
orifices. I knew Mitch Mulaney, so we wrote a lot of those jokes together.
Yeah, that move. Oh, yeah. You always know the dead guy, right?
Hilarious. You're still doing jokes about getting girls' number and writing it on your napkin. It's like, bro, everyone has cell phones. No one writes.
You're doing O.J. Simpson material?
Yeah, it's like that's not even like technologically valid anymore.
He's got like Reagan jokes.
Yeah.
He's like, well.
It's a pager and you got to pull over to fucking call. It sucks. There's no payphones anymore.
Like, who pages 911 these days? Yeah. I saw this guy. So I went to Richter's place that has the prime rib. I go there to watch the game. And there's a guy next to me talking about being a comic, talking about comedian.
Move over, Ari. Oh. Get in the camera, bitch.
Get in the camera, you Jew.
Talk to you about being a comedian.
This guy's talking to – so he's like – this guy's here, and then the guy next to him is like some sort of comic or whatever. And he's just doing this to the guy. like playing bits on his phone in a packed bar of people watching, like a sports bar. Everyone's eating and drinking, and it's there's 70 fucking TVs. And this guy's like
playing it right into his ear,
but staring at him like.
React.
Yeah, man. See what I'm saying there? And then he keeps doing that. See what I mean, man? See how, like, it flows like that.
Oh.
Like, that's how, like, and then it just goes into the next bit. And then I cut it. And then the music starts, but it's me in slow-mo. And I'm, like, kind of like.
Is there any nuggets here?
Oh, you
no,
want
no,
to
I'm
hear
leaning
it?
In. Like, I just, like, a masochist. Like, I want to hear how awful this guy must be. This guy never smiles, never laughs. And I'm just like. Oh, this poor guy.
He's got to be like hanging out with me when I do material on you.
This poor guy.
Wow. NBA, nobody's talking about the NBA. How crazy is
that? No, but I'm going tonight.
What are you going to see?
Oh, and I have a little news about how.
You're going to a Clipper game?
Nope. The Pelicans game.
Oh.
Versus
the Lakers. And I have some news about how someone's not as big a fan as they should be.
What do you mean? You're looking at Sam like you
I mean imagine if you got Clippers tickets, Tebow. Would you get there?
Oh, that's not
do it.
What happened. Not, you're lying.
He hit me up and wanted me to go to the game.
I hit
do
accept.
It
said okay. Took him to it. And then it fucked up.
What do you mean? What happened?
Because they have a rule which makes no sense.
What?
A 12:30 cutoff rule.
So you
well, explain to everybody what happened just so people are listening know.
So Eric Griffin hits me up.
Friend of the show, comedian, good guy.
Great guy. He hits me up. He's always trying to give me his tickets, which I'm very thankful. It just hasn't worked out. I was writing with my buddies on the script, and I'm driving home. I look at my phone. Eric sent me about 5 texts in a row, asked me if I wanted his Clipper tickets. I'm like, yeah, sure. He's like, okay, I'm
versus
sending.
The Pelicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead.
So he sends me the link. I hit it. So ticket. His tickets are through Ticketmaster. I have to get the tickets by 12:30 or else I can't get them anymore. It's like 12:25. I agree to it. I take it. I try to get the tickets. It won't let me get the tickets. I don't know why. It just did. And that's where we're at.
What time is the game?
12:30.
Oh, so it's a game time. By the time the game starts, you no longer can get these tickets.
Yep.
That's bullshit.
He asked me, he's like,
if you paid for
them,
that's bullshit.
Like,
you'd be able to show up halftime
and
fucking
watch. It's so stupid.
You'd be able to show up in the fourth quarter and watch the last fucking.
So yeah. Why would you do that? That's a rule that's set for no reason.
Yeah.
It should be last
it's
quarter.
It's not like Will Call closes it at halftime because these people want to go home and everyone's already showed up.
I get that. I get that.
But not.
But this is online.
But everything's, everything is just like, oh, here. Boop, boop.
Yeah.
Beep, boop.
Beep, bloop, boop, 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 beep, boop.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's a dumb rule.
It was dumb.
Fuck them.
But we're playing good, dude. Clippers playing good. I think you
guys
should
good
just
without Blake.
Fucking tank the
playing
season.
Playing good without Blake.
You guys should just tank the season, dude.
52. The season who
the Pelicans?
I think they can still make the playoffs.
I wish you. I would love if you guys got Ben Simmons. Anybody but the Lakers.
Me too. And I agree.
Anybody
but the Lakers would be fine. But if the Pelicans got them,
I think they're gonna get it though.
How great would it be if they jumped up?
It would literally be like having like
fine. Now this GM can't fuck this up. Now we don't need 4 pieces. We need 3 pieces. You can get 2.
It'd be like having I don't know who. I guess Kevin Garnett and LeBron James on the same team.
Ugh, can you imagine?
It'd be like Kevin Durant and Westbrook on the same team.
No, I'm saying the type of players. You remember when Shaq and Kobe played? They always said it's like having Will Chamberlain and Jordan on the same team.
Yeah.
This would be like having LeBron James and Kevin Garnett on the same fucking team. See, here's the thing, dude. Your boy keeps getting hurt, Anthony Davis, because he's growing into his body. Like, he's still a kid.
That's a
he's
big
what,
body,
22?
Too.
Yeah.
He's still growing. That's why they want these kids to stay in college, too.
You
it's
and I
like
were talking
the NFL,
about that the other day. Yep.
The NFL, you can't go into college till you're 3 years out of high. You can't go into pros till you're 3 years because physically you're not ready.
You're
that's what's
rushed.
Happening with these kids.
You're totally right.
Look
his
at
injuries are like
one
game injuries a lot, too, which is weird. He's like, oh, he's out for the rest of the game. We'll be back tomorrow.
Something, but then he misses chunks, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem with him. I'm thinking of getting a jersey tonight. Davis jersey. You think I can invest in that where it's like he'll be the cornerstone of this team for the next 10 years?
I would.
How can you get a Davis jersey?
They sell away jerseys.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they sell. They used to anyway.
I've never seen them
they
sell.
They figure like some people are coming for the other team, so they only have the other team that other team's jerseys.
I bet you'll be able to get a Davis jersey at Staples Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, by a Mexican selling it outdoors. out in the corner.
Yeah, support the community.
Yeah,
are you gonna root in like a rude way?
Oh, yeah.
Against the Lakers? Like,
yeah.
Be annoying?
Yeah, like every time they miss a basket, like, ha 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 ha. Shut up, man. Ha 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 ha.
Who was it? Kobe versus
Godzilla
City.
In Denver.
And like Lou Williams had gone for 44 points. And it's the last shot, and who has to take it?
Kobe. He sat and they won by 20 points.
Kobe had to take the last shot instead of giving the guy
who's
hot.
Did he make it?
No, of course he missed it. Fuck the Clippers. The Clippers are on this great run. We've won 8 in a row, but everybody above us keeps winning.
Yeah,
but dude, you got to be happy with us winning 8 in a row without Blake.
Yeah, but
without
Blake.
Without Blake.
I mean, that's
moving
good.
Anywhere.
Yeah, but you're not going down.
Yeah, we're not going down. You would think you lose Blake for 2 months, and you know, you're going to go on a skid.
Nobody's catching number one. Nobody's catching number two. That's the number one and two seed. They're already set.
Coach Doc Rivers won't play GM Doc Rivers players. Like, that's the problem. Cole Aldridge, Pagnoni, whatever that Italian guy's name. He wasn't playing them. Now that he's playing them, we're winning. It's like you have a legit.
Yeah.
And the guy was the guy who fucked us up last year in the playoffs.
Yeah. Last few minutes, I'm going to name four games. You guys just quickly give me your winners.
All right, yeah. Go for it.
Patriots, Chiefs.
Now, is Macklin playing?
I do not know if they have said that yet.
All right, dude.
High ankle sprain is a nagging injury.
I'll be rooting for the Chiefs, for sure.
I'm going to go Chiefs.
I'll be rooting for him.
Oh, I'll be rooting for the Chiefs so hard.
I think.
Although I still do kind of want that Broncos-Patriots AFC championship
one
game
more
with
time.
The Broncos taking it.
One last
It is
time.
A great storyline for the NFL that Manning and Brady had the bye week and they're just waiting.
How banged up are the
time.
Patriots?
They're really banged up at receiver and running back.
That's why I'm like, I just don't think they got it.
Yeah. You know, their defense is always good, and Gronk is always good, and Brady's always good.
And the Chiefs have won 11 straight games now.
And New England is a tough place to play in January.
10.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. All four of us go Chiefs.
Aaron, Chiefs?
By the way, I don't think the Chiefs will win, but I'm rooting hard for them.
Okay, so you're going Patriots.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs will win, and I'm also rooting hard for the Chiefs.
Next game is
Pittsburgh at Denver.
Denver. Do they even have Roethlisberger?
Yeah.
Yes.
But no, are they going to have Brown?
Yes.
I thought they had Brown, no Roethlisberger.
Nope.
Well, the one thing that's good.
They said he was shredded. His shoulder was shredded.
Well, you know, they'll shoot him up, dude. That guy doesn't give a fuck. I mean, how long has he been there that they still haven't given him a line? It's unbelievable.
That dude's got a big-ass head, dude. Your theory about steroids, you know, we always say that. Roethlisberger, I'm not accusing him of being on steroids. But I am accusing him of having a big-ass fucking head.
I'm going to go... Oof.
That's a tough one, right?
That's a tough one.
Pittsburgh's running back situation is a little dicey.
Pittsburgh barely got past Cincinnati. With a backup quarterback.
I'm gonna go Broncos. But I could see them shit in the bed.
And Manning is playing.
Manning's last game.
No, that's no question. Steelers lose that game.
Think so?
Yeah. I was pissed because I thought with the Cincinnati thing, with taking it, I thought, oh, fuck, now New England's going to get an easy road. And the Chiefs are going to have to go to Denver. And they're going to get fucking shitty-ass broken Cincinnati. But then when Pittsburgh won, it's like, oh, well, that's great. Denver's got the win.
I'm going to go with Denver just because of their defense, but I think that's going to be a better game than people think, and I think Pittsburgh's going to play a little better than people think. Pittsburgh's pretty banged up, though. But I'm going to go with Denver. I'm going to go with Denver as well.
Okay. Next game.
Carolina and...
I think
Seattle.
It's the Seahawks.
Seattle.
That's a crazy game.
Seattle at Carolina. And, man, you want to talk about two quarterbacks that are hot.
Yeah.
Probably have the NFL's MVP versus... Wilson, who if he'd have played
second
the way,
half MVP for sure.
100% agree.
24-1 touchdowns to interceptions the last seven
that's
games.
That's unbelievable.
Not seven games, whatever it was.
But I'm going to go Panthers.
Maybe less than that, maybe six.
I'm going Panthers.
Okay.
But I could see Seattle winning, but I'm going Panthers.
I'm also going Panthers.
I'm going Seattle.
Whoa! Yeah. Danger!
Barely. But I don't think if Carolina wins, they're not getting past Arizona next week.
What about your boy? Is he playing? Is your boy playing?
Who?
The Beast? Beast Mode?
No, he is not playing.
He's not playing again?
Nope.
Oh, shit.
And he's probably never going to play again in Seattle. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Welcome to Oakland.
Yep. No Beast
so
Mode.
So who you got, Aaron? Carolina.
Right. So we all agree except for Ari on this one. Ari's going to Seattle. And then finally, we have Green Bay, who just dodged a bullet.
Dodged
Arizona.
A bullet.
Cardinals with a massacre.
I think that the Cardinals win by 20 plus.
I think so, too. I think so, too. And then it's Cardinals, Seahawks, and I don't know who's going to take that.
I think it'll be Cardinals.
But I do know the Cardinals will beat
Carolina. I mean, dude, Seahawks murdered the Cardinals.
Murdered them.
I know everyone's like, well, they weren't trying, but, dude, they murdered them.
Once.
Seattle's playing real well.
They're in the
right
same
now.
Division. They split.
They're playing real well right now. They weren't playing that great in the beginning, and now they're playing great.
Because they got rid of Graham, dude. They had stopped.
Well, they didn't get rid of him. He just got hurt.
I bet you they move him.
They got Graham and Lynch.
I'd love to have Graham on the Raiders, dog.
Dude, what about
the Oakland Raiders?
What about Beast Mode on the Raiders?
Who do you think's coming to the L.A.?
St. Louis, San Diego.
I think it's going to be San Diego and St. Louis.
Oh, that's worse.
And I think the Raiders go to San Antonio.
What?
Yeah.
The Raiders go to San Antonio?
That's what they're saying. They say,
hell yeah, get out of here.
Davis said if he doesn't go to L.A., he's going to go to San Antonio. And the Davis family owns a huge piece of property in San Antonio that just came out.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. I can't root for him. I mean, that's going to be impossible.
That will be – two things will happen. It's going to piss off a lot of people, and they have now found a way to get more Mexican fans when you thought they could not get more Mexican
fans.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, but it's San Antonio, dude. They're going to be like
– all the Mexican fans. San Antonio, why don't they have a team?
No, yeah, but they're like white bread Mexicans.
Why does Oklahoma City have a team?
I mean, that'll be the
small
third
market.
That'll be the third team in Texas, right?
Oh yeah. Well, San Antonio will.
Texas,
yeah.
Dude, Dallas,
San
Antonio,
Houston. I don't
know if
I can root for the Raiders. I mean, I love them, but San Antonio Raiders? Is that
and you know, Davis
right?
could
no, they'll
be
renamed. They'll rename.
Davis could be just
San Antonio Rough Riders.
The only thing worse than that is the only thing worse than that is the fucking San Diego Raiders. That'd be even worse.
Ugh, that sounds so gross.
Ugh.
Ugh. I don't even like the L.A. Chargers.
Me neither. Why not rename? Nah, you don't fuck over.
I just feel bad for San.
Me too.
San Diego. We take everything from them.
Well, San Diego fucked up by buying that baseball, building that baseball stadium.
Well, they fucked up by not building a football stadium.
Yeah, that's really it. They could have done both.
Well, guys, I'm not here next week. I'm going to be doing my tour.
Right. Nice.
How long are you gone for?
2 weeks.
Sammy,
I'll be gone the week after that.
For good?
No, but I'll be in Denver.
Everybody that's out there.
26. Yeah, I'll be gone 26th.
Go check out Sam's tour and check out Ari. Where are you you're going to be in Denver?
You're
going to be in Cortland, New York.
6
and I'm going to be looking for you, El Chapo.
Bringing it home.
Come on.
You thought I forgot, didn't you?
Great show today.
I want you. Great show, everybody. Suck it. Caveman Coffee, BetDSI.
SamTripoli.com for all my tour dates of this tour. Please come see me.
BleacherReport.com for sports news instead of ESPN.